It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. We Air It Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Pinging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I see y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckler. She put in mad work, but she stay on a promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out callers, Air It Out listeners. Y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on a regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio, what's going on, everybody? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, everybody? I'm that chick, Fire. How y'all doing? Welcome to another Monday. We here from 10 to 1. Y'all already know, in case y'all new. Anyway, like I said, we here from 10 to 1. Check the website out, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press in 1 if y'all want to talk to abroad, okay? At the end of the day. All right, shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter, you know, showing me love. I'm going to give y'all some Air It Out love in a few with the rundowns and all my shout-outs and all that good stuff. Shout out to everybody that's hitting me on Instagram as well. All right, y'all can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter at Air It Out Radio. All right, also, y'all can hit me up on Instagram, Air It Out Radio, too, and Instagram, Fire Chick, and that's F-I-Y-A for those that are slow and do not know how to spell my name by now. Get it together, all right? Listen, if y'all want to send me some tracks in, some beats, or y'all want to send me some drops or whatever the case is, send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3. I do not do the links, and I do not do Wave or whatever format that is, and MP4. All right, so make sure it's MP3 at all times, please. And for those that do not know, I stop downloading on Saturdays at 5 p.m., okay? So there's a couple people I talked to today, and they thought they was going to have their track played. Yeah, it's not going to be in there tonight. Sorry. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's been hitting me up. I apologize for not getting back to you. I lost my phone. Yeah, I know. I heard it all before. I know. Okay, bad fire. So anyway, yeah, I lost my phone, so if you need to hit me up. You know what I mean? And I think I pretty much got everybody's phone number because I kind of been backing my phone up, so I should be good. So if you need to hit me up. I'm alive. I know y'all see me on Facebook and Twitter anyway. Still promoting, still doing my thing. I have a backup phone, but, you know, still not like my 1105. So, you know, at the end of the day. So shout out to everybody. Please hit me up if you need to get in contact with me. I apologize for being MIA. So I'm here now. All right, so listen. Shout out to everybody that came to the Air It Out Radio Villa event. All right, if you didn't hear me last week or whatever the case is. But in case y'all want to know what's what's going on with Air It Out Radio. I know y'all like fire, when's the next one? I'm not doing anything else for this November and December. I'm kind of like chilling. I'm focusing on Air It Out Radio Live, you know, because that's really important. So I'm focusing on that, and I'm working on, you know, my other events that's coming up for next year at the Shelton Hand Mall, and also some other things, and also, of course, Air It Out Radio Village Board. So you already know. Shout out to Scribbles, shout out to all the Air It Outers that came through. Shout out to DJ Swift, he was in the building, and the ladies were going crazy. So shout out to him and everybody that came through, all my sponsors, what up, what up. You know, so make sure y'all check out Music Notch, all right, number one on Twitter. If y'all need some videos or y'all need anything promoted, make sure y'all hit them up, because they are the go-to people right about now, all right. And I don't know if y'all been paying attention either, I'm having a theme song upgrade. So I need somebody to help me upgrade my theme song, alright? I had it at $100. So my boy Jigga came in and said, fire. You've been having everything else $500. We're going to keep the $500 going. So shout out to Jigga for adding the other $400 to that. Alright, so in case y'all do not know and y'all didn't see the flyer, you know, posting on there, shout out to my girl Jackie for the flyers and all that good stuff. Gotta be less than 3 minutes, first of all. Alright, it could be clean or dirty, but I prefer it to be clean. I'm gonna keep it real with you. Simply because I don't know what you wanna be doing with it. So let's just try to keep it clean if you can, or if you can do it dirty, just make sure you do a clean version as well, okay? And, I mean, it's pretty much good exposure for anybody that, you know, is gonna be participating in the event. So, you know. And I need it to be fast tempo. I don't want no dry ass slow songs when I'm coming on the air. You know what I mean? It's late. I need it to be tight. I don't want no sad ass song. Air It Out Radio. No. Fuck no. Okay? Get it together. I need something fast. You know what I mean? And hype me up before I come on. So that's what I need. And if y'all can't do that, then, you know, don't even bother sending it in. Okay? I'm going to be the judge. Yes. Fire. Okay, I'm going to be super picky, super hard on your asses, and don't think because we cool, you're going to be getting the money or you're going to win. I don't care who you are. This is my baby. Air It Out Radio is my baby. I don't care, and I'm going to be super picky about it. So, like I said, check the flyer out for more details, or you can go to airitoutradio.net and look in the events section, and y'all can check out all the information to the flyer. But like I said, fast tempo, less than 3 minutes. Got to be catchy, you know, something that everybody can catch on to. And also, too, you know, I want to let y'all know right now, I'm going to be going back into my 365 page, so that means y'all get y'all royalties for this, so if y'all register and everything. So it'll be y'all track, you know, if y'all register it and all that good stuff every time it's played on the show or any other things that I got involved in, you know, that's still good money for y'all. So at the end of the day, make sure y'all get it registered if you do win. That would still be a good look. October the 20th, Walking for Breast Cancer. I hope y'all come through and be a part of that. That's in Bedford, PA. And also, I hope I'm not too sore, but I double booked myself. October 20th is going to be the Clash of the Microphones at 7:45 to 10 o'clock. Shout out to High Def. Make sure y'all hit him up for more details on that. It's $40 to perform. It's at Black and Nobel, 1411 Erie Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, of course. So hit High Def up on Facebook or Twitter. That's HY_DEFF. If y'all need more info on that, you know, and the winner will be on WorldStar. So that's a good look for y'all, motherfuckers. So y'all definitely need to, you know, check that out and see what's popping and get with him on that. You know what I mean? So shout out to High Def for that one. I'll be co-hosting with him. And, you know, also we'll be giving away some stuff too. So, shout out to him. I think C's will be in the building and all that good stuff. So, shout out to Bone Beats. He's also having an event coming up at, what is it, the 808 North 4th Street. And I think that is on, I'm going to have to get more details on that. Excuse me, y'all. I'm going to have to get more details on that. I think that's the 18th, I think, if I'm not sure. So, I'll get back with y'all on that one before I start blabbing my mouth, which I already did. But anyway, shout out to Jackie for the flyer, and y'all need any graphics or whatever like that, some covers, make sure y'all hit her up at No Ordinary Graphics. All right, she does all my stuff, So, you know, she does her thing. So shout out to Jackie for always hooking me up if I don't never really tell her that. So shout out to her and all the air divers that be tweeting and, you know, all that good stuff. So shout out to y'all for supporting all that. So anyway, for those that do not know, all right, how this show goes, make sure y'all pressing one if y'all want to talk, all right? And also, make sure y'all not texting and all that stuff, because sometimes you tend to, you know, click out a key and, you know, it drops you. So I got a couple numbers written down, but, you know, at the end of the day, if you drop in and I come to you and you're on the other line, I mean, there's nothing I can really do but go past you. All right, last four digits of your phone number, and I'm talking to you. So, like I said, make sure you press the one if you want to talk and all that good stuff. So, tonight's topic is, all right, I saw this and I thought it was so interesting. And I was watching HLN, and, you know, yeah, I watch stuff like that, so don't mind me. But anyway, there was this girl, she got raped at 14, right? And she was in a Catholic school, whatever the case is. So, she got raped. She kept the baby or whatever, and the guy went to jail. He got out.
Where is he?
He got a 16-year probation.
Concentrate the job.
And the judge sentenced him to actually pay child support. So, with this event, he had to pay child support and all that good stuff. Well, they're trying to make him pay child support. But in that event, he wants visitation rights of this child. He wants to see it. He feels as though he's entitled to. So my question to you is, do you feel as though he should have rights to this kid? Should he have permission to see this child? So that is my question to you tonight. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press me one if y'all want to talk. And also, make sure y'all hit the website up if y'all have any topics or whatever like that. And the, No, Jay, don't put that in there. You know what? My cousin is always having a fit in the background, trying to help out, but she's in the way. Okay, so hit up the website in the About section, and if y'all want to leave a comment or y'all have topics that y'all might want to suggest to me, you know, we can work it out. So anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up. Make sure y'all hit the lines up at 347-677-1163. All right, and press 1 if y'all want to talk. I'm that chick fire. We're going to hit the lines up. I'm going to go to, let me see, 8661. Wake up.
Hey, fire. What's up, baby? This is Trey.
What's up? What's up, Trey?
How you doing?
I'm good. I don't know why my music is, like, super, super loud for some reason. I've been trying to turn it down forever.
You in there partying. Get out of here. You got your shoes off, your glass of wine. You in there getting it in. I know.
I do have my shoes off, but, you know, that's a whole nother story. But, yo, like, my shit is super low, and it's still, I don't get it. But anyway, we're going to have to work through it. So what's going on with Trey?
With Q, chilling. We got that video shoot this Saturday. Anybody finds themselves around in Delaware City, Delaware, they're welcome. I'm buying a bunch of food. I'm even going to feed niggas, all right?
Oh, you feeding niggas now, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to feed niggas. Get a little something, you know, man.
What's going on with you?
We're going to barbecue down there because the video shoot's at a private crib with an indoor pool.
What you cooking?
Man, I'm giving niggas beef hot dogs. I said beef. Beef hot dogs, some burgers, maybe some chicken or something. Yeah, man. Get it out.
Okay.
Everybody to show up. Address is 906 5th Street, Delaware City, Delaware. Infinity Records, LLC, and GQ Production. Come on through. Any artists that come through, I'll throw you in the video, get you a cameo or something. Yeah, man. Make it look good.
Oh, that's right. You said throw you a cameo.
All right. And remember, I said beef hot dogs.
Wait, well, what's wrong with the other stuff?
Oh, you know, don't everybody eat pork.
Yeah, that's true.
Not the Lama Lake, and we got to have something for the Muslim brothers. No, and just to
I
help
know,
people.
I know, that's right. You sure do.
Yeah.
Sure do right. Nowadays. Motherfuckers will be like, what's this fire?
Yeah, like,
not
you know, sure
it
wasn't cooked in that pork grease.
Yeah, you know what? I had cooked the meal one time, and it's so difficult because you got to, like, you can't even have stuff touching.
Right, on the same grill. They don't
yeah,
they don't
oh
say
my
that.
God, it's so crazy. Yeah.
And you cannot disrespect the Muslim brother by accidentally giving him some pork, some fighting words.
Yeah, because you know what? If they get sick, they know where they got sick at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We're also about to unveil our new show on Philly Hot Radio and DMV Hot Radio called Sex and Hold'em. It's a relationship show mixed in with some music, hosted by Lex Royal. Hopefully we can get that done.
Sex and what?
Sexes Hold'em, like Texas Hold'em.
Oh, okay.
Like poker game, but we call it Sexes Hold'em. I mean, interesting relationship questions, like if you live with a dude and it's your crib and you don't want him living there no more, how do you get him out? Shit like that. Yeah, right.
Well, I like shows like that.
Yeah, without having to get into the physical violence and all that, you know what I mean? It's not a sex topic show. It's a relationship show.
You know what I mean? There you go. So you're the host, or
Q's
the host?
Oh, no. A woman by the name of Lex Royal.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to be the host. No, I'm too old for that, man.
I'm
background. I'm background. You know?
There's some good hosts out there. That's
Yeah. Shout out to Michael Sean. I've been talking to him a little bit about getting the show. Y'all know who Michael Sean is. Used to host on 100.3 The Beat. Joey Zaza used to host on 99 back in the day. Shout out to Joey.
And 91.7.
Yeah, and 91.7. Yeah, Joey, that's my man from Winfield. You know what I mean? He and I grew up together. So hopefully, if I can get those two guys on board as hosts as well, we'd be doing really good.
Okay.
I got this guy out of New York, Brandon David. He has a show up there, which I met with him Saturday. We're trying to work the logistics out if our software is compatible with theirs. If not, we'll probably rebroadcast their show the next day. But his show is pretty hot. I'm trying to think. The guest they got this week is Pablo Escobar Jr.
Okay.
No, everybody know who Pablo Escobar was. You know what I mean? All
right,
biggest man in the game that ever played the game, Medellin Cartel. So, I mean, we're going to be either simulcasting or rebroadcasting that show. It's called the Brandon Davis Show. Trying to pull up their exact website. www.bdentgroup.com/radio. That's Wednesday night. 8 to 10 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
8 to 10.
As far as your question, I would say no. Only because, I mean, it is his seed, regardless of how it came. But it's been my experience that, you know, kids emulate their parents in some way. Racism is a taught thing from parent to child. You know what I mean? Behavior, speech, all that is taught from parent to child. And I would hate to see, God forbid, the child grow up to emulate the dad and the dad's behaviors as far as, you know, brutalizing women and raping women. So that would be the only concern I really would have, and that's why I would say no.
You're not concerned that, you know, this girl been raped and she got to deal with this dude every day?
I think she shouldn't have to. I mean, I don't think that the court should make her do that. That goes into how much government is trying to control women and what women do with their bodies and their lives. So I would say that would be wrong. Like, if the court handed down a stipulation that she had to set up visitation rights with this man who raped her, she's not going to want her child to be in that man's presence, whether he's behind bars still or out, I don't know. But she would want to be there because that's her child. So she would have to relive by seeing this man relive, or even talking to him on the phone. Even talking to him on the phone could, you know, you talking about stressing some chick out who probably might snap one day. You know what I mean? Kill the next dude.
That's weird.
No, I say no to all that bullshit. I would think he gave up his rights, his parental rights, when he committed that crime.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, which track are we getting into tonight?
Do you still got Playground?
Playground. I don't know. Let me see. Hold on. Give them his Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff.
All right, Facebook. Well, just hit itsmyurls.com/GQ. You'll see Facebook, Twitter, official site, Reverb Nation pages, some videos, the whole nine, YouTube, all that. All on that one site. You can click all our online presence from itsmyurls.com/GQ.
Ooh, don't hear music not say that.
we're gonna try to make it down to Black and Noble Sunday evening. And that was my mistake, and I talked to Def yesterday and today, Hot Def. Shout out to Hot Def. Scheduling conflict. It's the same day as the video shoot.
Oh, is it? Oh, wow.
Yeah, on October 20th. But we're going to try. It depends on how, you know, we're down there from, I think, 11 to 3 during the shoot. So it depends on how drained we are when we get back.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see that track in here.
All right, well, play. I'm All In. That's the song we're doing the video to this weekend. So y'all can, you know, hear the song and be expecting that video to hit relatively soon.
All right, there it is. It all
right, shout out to you, Fly.
I'm
with
my friend private.
This is it. This is it. It's public, mine on De Niro. I'm better yet, think pink. Try your ropes, romance, shoes go hand, sit Merlot. For that money shit, Cuban and Del Toro. Full moon, yes, sir, with a green. Breathe in, breathe out, you let it steam. Water around my wrist and neck, drip from the ring. So fresh, wipe me down, I'm Mr. Clean. YSL, belt low, shot dope, Benz SL. Rim low, 10-4, what's that smell? I am so the shit, sniff, bitch, run, tell. Any and whoever, help a belt, they could ever measure. Melt under pressure, betcha. Lose your nerve, lose your shirt, bro, that's what that'll get ya. Flat, you think not, put your money up. Come try, you get fried, ain't easy up. Don't need to chill to me to build. Sis Q is a G. Something like you never saw. Watch, wait and see. Slide to the beat. Stays on my P's. Dot I's, cross T's. So not the norm. Click flow, hit pros just off a charm. I am on fire, fighters, don't be alone. Stop when the last bottle pop gets gone. Still right when wrong. So Coleon. Like breeze, sliced cheese, shred provolone. Dom P, palm trees, rocks on Patron. OT, 2-3, stays in the zone. Yeah, I am my own. Boss man, stand tall, ball, Zach Randolph. Hustle of the customer, call that a handoff. Straight, check it small where that came from. Get money, every player sing the same song. Twice around the block, hot, one more spin. Baby, wanna ride, why show you can. Shorty, shotgun, know they give it a little trim. QN like Flynn, boy, hot like tamale. Big buck, big trucks, you kind Denali. Heavyweight and then they stay glitch, go Vitaly. Sniffing, think I'm slipping, pimping, tripping out Maui, yeah. Blowing out Cali, yeah. Foreign IA. Take a couple trips, get blind like Ray. Love it when the ladies love a foreign IK. Acting like she stuck off the words I say. It's the Frito-Lay shit. Must have confusing. With these other dudes cool, paying for that ooch shit. Something Q would never do to doors where you lose me. Check squeeze these, it's the only way to juice me. Then step by two to get.
Yeah, got my way, and I'm time to
Over the years, I racked up a lot of names. Some people call me
Chick Fight.
That brown skin heifer.
That brown skin heifer.
Brown skin heifer.
That fire chick.
La chica fuego.
That chick
fire.
Brown skin heifer.
That chick fire.
That chick fire.
Fire. Yeah.
The brown skin beauty, baby.
Fire.
Fire! Woo!
But my competition calls me
bitch.
Air It Out Radio is that trick fire. Make sure you check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to me. So listen, I got to get used to not saying, check the website out or whatever, because when I go on the TV show, it's commercial free. So I got to figure out how. I got to really get used to not saying that. So it's really hard, so. If y'all see me, if y'all hear me say don't get used to it, because that's what's going to happen. I'm going to wind up not saying that. So it's going to be really difficult for me to not say that, because I'm so used to saying, check the website out, Air It Out Radio, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? So anyway, shout out to everybody that's on the line. Also, too, I'm getting ready in transition of going to the new office on Market Street, which I'm super excited about. And I'm going to be doing all my interviews and all that stuff there. And we're going live. Yay. Woo. I know y'all like, it's about time, bitch. So anyway, shout out to everybody that be dealing with my madness and all that good stuff. So I'm going to give a couple shout outs real quick. Shout out to Razor, 215, Trap Boys, Dubs, SP1. I think that's the one. Y'all know I'm bad with names, so don't pay me no mind. Shout out to Custom Promo and Curtis Entertainment, Black 100, and Mid Nizar, Tina Jace, and Music by 54 Inc. And shout out to Murder Mike's 215 and Young Na, also, and Wingo Flame. So shout out to him as well. I'm gonna give a couple more throughout the show. I'm gonna break it up because you know he's too many to say all at one time. So I haven't even checked my Instagram because I know some people hit me up over there and all that good stuff. So you can hit me up Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio, and you can also go to, of course, my Instagram, which Dante Diesel ain't fucking with me yet, because I think I'm in the 8th now, buddy. Get it together. I think I'm like 8-14 last time I checked. And to add insult to injury, okay, I haven't even been on Instagram on my Fire Chick page for like a good maybe 3 or 4 days. Okay, yeah, give him a fake. So, you know, so Dante Diesel got to get his weight up, you know, and he's still probably showing his pictures with him, you know, in the gym working out. Yeah, whatever. Okay, so anyway, hit me up on Instagram at FireChick, FIRYA, for those that want to hit me up. I'm going to start posting some kinky pictures on there. See how fast my stuff go up. Yeah, Dante, you can't do that. How about that? Ha ha. Anyway, check the website out. airitoutradio.net. I'm going to say it as much as I can until I can't anymore. Alright, and also press 1 if you want to talk. And for those that do not know, like I said before, I'm going to have my first event, which is at the Shelton Mall for next year. Alright, I'll be putting up a flyer and all that good stuff. I think this event right here is going to be more so of a fashion show type of thing, kind of like the BET, whatever you want to call it, or the MTV joint. Alright, so I want to have some models and some people that have, like, lines, like, you know, even y'all ghetto lines, even if y'all have y'all t-shirts, like, even with me with the Air It Out Radio t-shirts and all that good stuff. So this would be a good opportunity for, you know, everybody to see what kind of brands and labels and stuff that's out right now in the area, even New York, wherever the case is. So if y'all got some new kicks, some hairdos or whatever, even I'm opening it up to even the hair salons, because this would be a good way to, like, kind of open the door and put Air It Out Radio on the map with them. So shout out to all the people that's going to be involved in that. And like I said, the flyer will be out soon, so I'll let y'all know more details on that. And because that's going to be crazy to put together, but we'll work it out. So shout out to the Shelton Mall and all that good stuff. And that's going to be helping me put this together, dealing with my madness. And also, too, like I said, October the 20th, I'm walking for breast cancer, and October 20th later on, doing the clash of the microphones, all right? 7:45 to 10 p.m., $40, all right, to perform. Get at High Def, okay? Facebook, Twitter, him, whatever y'all need to do. Some of y'all got his number or whatever. I think his number is on the flyer. So, you know, if y'all want his number, you know, get at him or that. All right? Perform at the Black and Nobel, 1411 Erie Avenue. So make sure y'all get at him for those details and all that good stuff. Shout out to my sponsor. Shout out to Metro. I'm going to put my ad in the paper finally. You know, I got to finally get my nerve to do that and put my stuff, all my information together. I've been, like, so slacking. That's what I'm taking this time out to really do right now. So I'm, like, behind with things. So I don't like that. So I'm trying to get my stuff together. So shout out to Metro. Shout out to LaDonna Comer. All right, hit her up for some beats if y'all need some. That's LaDonnaComer.com. I'm going to post everything so y'all can, you know, check that out as you need to. And I'm going to keep it moving. Let me see where we at. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not telling them about that. I'll tell y'all about that later, whatever the case is. But anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 1910 Air Dot Radio. What's this? Hello? 1910.
What up? It's your boy Dante Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting here watching the movie.
Are you watching?
Yeah, I'm watching because I'm making sure the editing is right. I'm making sure the color is right. I'm making sure everything is on point because we just got a good date for this. We had to push it back instead of end of October. We're going for December 8th. It's going to be at Germantown and Shelton Avenue, and we're going to do, like, a big promotion for it. So we needed some time in between to make sure that we get everybody out to do it.
Germantown and what?
Germantown and Shelton. You know, they got a spot up there called Treasures.
Treasures?
Mm-hmm. We're going to turn it into a red carpet event. They got the, we're going to have the projector. We're going to have the movie screen. The whole nine holds about 400 feet. So we definitely gonna make it happen.
Okay, I'm excited! Yay! Woo!
So I'm sitting here watching. Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here making everything in point because I definitely still got to get it ready for DVD. So I'm listening to y'all, and then all of a sudden I'm like, man, it's a little silent here. When is she talking to me?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah. It's all good. You know what? We had a long weekend. We was out of Maryland, near D.C., Washington, D.C., and we had a show out there, the Cricket Institute. Shout out to my man, Eddie Kane, the Eddie Kane Show. And I got to give a shout out to Nonfiction. Nonfiction hit me up, and he said, man, yo, Q, I got a show, man, today. And I'm like, oh, man, I missed that. You know what I mean? We out Washington. So he could have been egotistic. He could have been anything he wanted. The first thing he said was, yo, rock that joint for Philly. Show up, right? And we just been going back and forth, you know what I mean, just communicating. And I just say, that's one real dude, you know what I'm saying, on top of you, you know what I'm saying, always supporting, riding out with the movement. But just he doing his own thing, and he could have just been egotistic about the whole situation and was like, whatever. But he just been rocking out, like, you know what I mean? So shout out to him. Shout out to my man, Dre. You know what I'm saying? Because Trey always support the movement. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's love when Philly artists just look beyond their own circle and just give love back. You know what I'm saying? So, I gotta give a shout out to them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nonfiction always. You know, like, I will give it to him. He does support everybody else, and he does retweet, and you know what I mean. Like, he will show love whenever he's around. Because he be on tour and traveling and all that stuff, so. You know, shout out to him and the whole Blood Money, you know, entertainment situation.
Well, you know, they in the movie, so, you know what I'm saying, and that's love, so I can't wait to premiere it so everybody can see themselves again, you know what I mean, and just really vibe out, because I'm getting ready for my fourth movie. I can't put no names out, I can't do anything, all I know is that I just be prepared, because in May we're going to start shooting again.
Okay, am I in this one? Like, I'm putting my business in already.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be my love interest.
Oh, snap. I ain't getting licked down by Dante Diesel.
It's going down.
We not doing no news scenes this time, because you know last time I had the tatas out.
I know. I mean, but you got to get it public. Something, you know what I mean? Holly Berry did her thing.
Okay. Maybe we might show them some tattoos where, you know, sun don't shine.
Yeah, you know, some back shots. You know what I'm saying? Some back
shots. There you go. Boom. That's cool, though. But, yeah, that's good. I'm excited about it. I can't wait.
Are you doing
a whole new, you know, snippet, or are you just keeping the same one that was out before?
Actually, I did 5 trailers. I mean, if you go look Change the Beat, you'll probably see, like, 5 different trailers of different scenes from the movie, stuff like that. I mean, I do a different trailer because when I introduce it to, like, sponsors and investors, I want them to see the skills, my editing skills. So I did, like, 5-6 different trailers. So, I mean, it's out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as the trailer's concerned, some of them got a couple thousand hits. So just, you know, go check them out, you know what I mean? And just understand it's a movie, you know what I mean? I put a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort, like a lot of everything into this situation. So I want everybody to come out and support that situation. Everybody that's in it, shout out Dakota Black, shout out to E-Burners, Machete King, they in there, my man Cashmere, he in there doing his thing, Black Cancer, Tight Circle. Yeah, yo, it's a lot of people.
Wait a minute, but what's going to be so different from this one that wasn't at the other one, though?
Well, and obviously we're going to have a CD there, and then, you know, like, we're going to have, it's going to be the party, I mean, it's going to be the movie premiere and the after party, so, like, it's, you know, we're going to celebrate all in one shot, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, definitely, it's not just you come to the movie and that's it, but it's definitely a whole after party scene, too, so, I mean, we definitely going to get it in, pop bottles, you know what I mean, celebrate life, and just celebrate something, creating something from scratch, while everybody doubted the situation and we in motion, you know, that type of thing, you know?
Okay. All right, so if the DVD don't come out this time, prepare to get bootlegged some kind of way.
Somebody keeps saying that to me. They're like, yo, we're
going to have to just bootleg that joint some kind of way.
Yeah, everybody keeps saying that. Like, Q-Yo, man, everybody be waiting for your movie, man. We're going to start bootlegging the joint. I'm like, oh, man, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. You know
don't do that to me.
No, don't do it to me, because I ain't even get there yet. I can just imagine you doing a Kevin Hart on me, you know what I'm saying? Boot making this
way. We've been waiting too long. We've been waiting too long. We need that joint.
But you know what? I think patience makes the heart grow eager.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We don't want to hear that. We don't need to hear that at all. So, no, not this time around. It's 2000. It's about to be 2013, buddy.
Yeah, no, it's going down. Like, I mean, this is the last premiere. We
definitely it's going down. Right here, dollars, ain't it going down? He don't even know.
Y'all better not bootleg my shit. Don't bootleg my shit.
We be in there, look. I get the first section of the movie on my phone, and a couple of the beat. Look, it's enough of us in there.
Yeah, you know what? I just thought about that. No cameras.
We got our phones. What do you mean?
I'm doing like City Hall do. You gotta drop your phone off in the joint. Like when they go down to 13th of Silver, you know what I mean? When you go to the court, you gotta drop your phone off at the desk. That's what you gotta do. Get a number.
Oh no, me and my phone must never part. No, we not doing. I just been like three days without my phone. No more. You trying to do like the strip clubs do? Like you can't even have your phone in the joint and nothing. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no phones. No. Man. Y'all killing me with the bootlegging and shit. Some people phones hold up to like 2 hours.
Yeah, you gonna get got. Come on, I'm gonna be like, they go fire right there. So anyway, all right. So what's going on with Dante Rizzo and the whole tight circle situation?
Okay, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man Reese Banger, you know what I'm saying, and Dame Dollars doing their thing, tight circle. My man True, part of Illadel Styles Entertainment. So basically, we've been on tour for the last 2 months now. I mean, we just came back from D.C. this weekend. We're supposed to be on 18th and 5th Street, Berks, on Thursday. November 3rd, we got another event coming up. We're going back on tour out in D.C., I think it's Maryland, Delaware,
couple of events coming up. Actually, the whole month of November, we got a couple of weekends we'll be out of town. And I mean, it's a slew of stuff, so I don't even want to be here all day. All I know is we on tour right now, so basically we could be up in, okay. in VA in a minute. So, I mean, I got a lot of stuff popping, man. I got so many people hitting us up for the music. They love the music. Heavyweight is doing very well. It's in rotation across the country. So we rock it out. We rocking out. You know what I mean? We got
that's my joint right there.
A lot of DJs been hitting me up for that joint. So that one, and we got a new song called Victory we've been popping off. So between that and Flex, I think one of those songs is definitely going to take off with the crew. So, I mean, right now, they could just consider us the underdogs everywhere we go. So we're just rocking out with the name, The Underdogs. So make sure you go check that out on datpiff.com. You know what I mean? The Underdogs, download for free, pick out the music. You will definitely, it's worth your download. Trust me. When I tell you, a lot of people have been ripping it and loving it. So make sure you go check that out. Shout out to all the Air Outers online. You know what I mean? We're just doing our thing. You know what I mean? And I got nothing but mad love for y'all. Mitch on Mr. Seth. And come out to the movie. There's a lot of Air Outers in the movie. So definitely come out. Check out the movie.
It was. The
house
Air Outers.
Everybody.
Coming in December 8th, right?
Yeah. As far as your question is concerned, I'm going to end that very quick. I'm going to give you a real story real quick. And this is real from my heart. My mom, when she was young, she was raped. And that's how I got here. So the moral of the story is, like, I really didn't want to know my dad. And I thank God that I didn't get the chance to know my dad, because I didn't have to deal with none of that on my brain. I just grew up with a lifestyle knowing I needed to be something in my life, and needed to do something with my life. So I don't believe you should have any parental rights. I don't believe you should even be around that child. If he took the choice to be negative and take something, take the innocence from a female, then he shouldn't even be around any child. Imagine if that was a girl that he's raising. How he gonna teach her how to be a responsible female when he can't? He's not even doing the right thing. So, I mean, I don't even condone that whole situation.
Yeah, it's definitely awkward. I'll tell you that right there.
Definitely. So, I ain't with that. No, he should have had nothing. Actually, somebody should be looking for him, tell you the truth, but that's a whole other story.
I mean, well, he did his time. He, you know.
No, he ain't doing street time. Yeah. No, it's a difference. You know, you got corporate time and you got street time. And sometimes the streets catch up with you. You do something foul, because that's somebody's mother, that's somebody's sister, that's somebody's aunt, that's somebody's niece, and you're on the streets. You know, you do something that foul, you can get caught up. So, I mean, like I say, he did his federal all that time, but he ain't doing street time.
Right.
That's a whole nother situation, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, if you're going to be that foul, you know, definitely you got to watch your back on that. So it is what it is.
All right. So what are we getting into tonight?
Well, you know, we're rocking out with I was going to say heavyweight, but you know what? We're going to do a little something different. I want them to get into this new track, because I got DJs popping this across the country too. And this track right here, if you listen to the beat combination on this track, everybody that's listening, listen to the beat combination on this track, you will understand that East Coast, I've been doing rocking at East Coast and at Down South at the same time. So I want you to play Fire That I Need You track, because I got to get people hip on that. And listen to the way the beat was broke down. You know what I'm saying? So it's a real track. So you hear it first right here on the Lava Station of Nature. I love you, Fire. Shout out to Fire Chick and the whole Air It Out gang right here. Versus your boy Dante Diesel. Check it out. I need you.
This a big record right here, man. Just the type of music bring the East Coast back, cause
know you got the hotness. Know you wanna pop it. Come a little closer, let me teach you how to drop it. This that East Coast ish. Dante D from the East Coast ish. Coming out of Philly, I can feel it in the air like the Broad Street Bully. Down to the gristle, the boy kinda cool, see? On the road to the rich like Cool G. In the build, out to make a cool meal. And I don't give a damn what a hater feel.
I got a new style, I got a new brand. This is type of music bring the East Coast back. Cause I'm yeah. I know you wanna ride. I'm about to change the beat in this game of hip hop. Cause I'm work with God's thoughts with no outcome. How come all these rappers sound the same? Let's be real, they insane in the membrane. So I'm twisting off the top like a bottle. Facebook and TikTok walk like a model. The best like Drake, I need that young money. Talent is the one thing they can't take from me. I'm a rhymer, the old schooler, the tape puller. Now we got MP3, cause that's newer. Digging in the crate, Serato if you knew. Still rocking in the basement like Tuck Crew. Peekaboo, now my time has arrived. I got that funk sound.
Knees and your neck is broke. I float so damn wet, I need a fucking boat. Oh, you ain't find that just like a real rhymer do. You know what I'ma
do. I go the hardest.
Niggas can't compete with that weak shit that they talking. Be better in it shows by aggro flows that hard shit. I wrap circles around any one of your artists. I go the hardest. Niggas getting beat with the street and become a target. But when they getting beat with the heat, then they wanna draw shit. They could go and sleep cause I'm getting mine regardless. You know why?
Look,
why?
We go the hardest.
You could be nice, you could have bars.
You could run around popping your bottle,
pushing your car.
You could have all these bitches.
Y'all niggas could be the stars.
But when it comes to hard,
I know the fuck who they are.
Money over bitches, you know them all. My niggas bringing the max, they talking about Steve Jobs. Plus we talking these birds like Kevin Carr.
I get it, so nice, I got it.
My niggas coming to raw. They try and knock it down, but I gotta keep us up. Cause when you start talking about real shit, nobody's speaking up. We on our 10th album, nobody keeping up. These niggas trash, give me your broom to sweep them up. Man, they don't want beef, cause I sweep them up. I'm like a scary movie, I keep beeping up. Man, I roll a yellow bus, cause I'm bitch retarded. Motherfucker,
I go the hardest. Niggas can't compete with that weak shit that they talking. We better in it shows by aggro flow that hard. Shit. I wrap circles around any one of your artists. I go the hardest. Niggas getting deep with the street and become a target. But when they getting beef with the heat, then they wanna talk shit. They could go and sleep cause I'm getting mine regardless. You know why?
Why?
We go the hardest.
Check Rock, you know who it is. It's your boy Dr. Joker. You now tuned in to the number one blog site radio, Air It Out Radio, with my girl Fire Chick, aka Miss. I smack the shit out you if you think you competition. Tell them to check Rock and check out, you dig?
Radio is Century Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airdotradio.net. 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all do the pressing one if y'all want to talk to me. Alright, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to Dante Diesel. Shout out to the Heat. I just played their track because I owed them last week. You know, I told y'all I'm catching up. So, don't vibe it. So, shout out to the Heat. I don't know if they're going to call again. And if you do, they get another track on me for today. So, yeah, that's what happens when y'all get left at the end like that, you know, I usually give y'all another track for the following week, so, you know, hopefully we won't go over this week, you know, and keep it moving. Shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and all that. I'm going to give y'all a couple shout-outs real quick. Shout-out to me from 46th Street. Shout-out to Will, Homie, Rod Banger, Mr. Uncensored 2. And Mother F and Fame, Early Time. Shout out to Cloud City and Bill Kushnerton. And shout out to Miss Sherry as well. Shout out to Mugamania DJ. I hope I'm saying that right. So shout out to him. And shout out to Big Money, Fritz215. All right, so I'm going to give a couple more throughout the show. Y'all know how I do. I got to bring it up. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it'd be too crazy. All right? Give me your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Air It Out Radio. And you can also Instagram me at Fire Chick as well. And that's F-I-Y-A, the chick, with the K at the end. Please put the K at the end. So shout out to everybody. Listen, if y'all want to interview with me, y'all can send your request to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. It's free on the show. All right? But usually I am back up. I had a guest that was supposed to be on today, so we're going to keep it moving. And I don't know if they forgot or whatever the case is. Yeah, I don't really remind you. Like, you know, you got to keep chasing stuff like I do. So I don't be chasing you. So if you'll come on, you just don't come on. Talk to you like one time, and after that, I'll keep it moving. Like, that's me. I don't play games with you. But anyway, so shout out to everybody. That's tuning in. Like I said, if you want to interview or whatever, send your request to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. If you want an exclusive, it's $10. All right? And that's for 30 minutes. So no interruptions. You don't have nobody calling up or whatever. Because some of y'all like to use this for y'all mixtapes or whatever the case is. And we can get all up in your business and, you know, find out who you fucking with. It's like, let me stop. I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, but, you know, we know you like that. It goes down on Air It Out Radio. You never know what I'm going to ask you. Shout out to everybody that's going to Powerhouse. I don't know if y'all going, but I'll be there on the 26th. And I think I got the cheap tickets, but, you know, hey, I don't care. Because you know what? At the end of the day, let me tell you about Powerhouse. I noticed that even if you get the really fucking good seats, everybody is standing the fuck up. Standing the fuck up, all in the way and shit. You know what I mean? I wasted $100-something while these bitches from the back come all the way to the fucking front. Like, really? So now I get the cheap seats and walk the fuck around and look for the niggas. Like, you know how y'all do, you know. How y'all look for the bitches or whatever the case is. But anyway, yeah, that's what we do. Like, you know, get the cheap little $40, $50 tickets and keep it fucking moving. You know what I mean? So not everybody's going to Powerhouse. You know what I mean? So, also, too, my Eat Right, Think Right program. Shout out to everybody that has been supporting that movement as well. Y'all don't know, but this is going to be really, really big. We're just trying to organize everything. We're trying to get the 9th, 10th, and 11th, and 12th grade all together at one spot, but it's not looking like that. I'm going to have to break it up in sections. And I'm going to be looking for some artists to perform in front of like 3,000 kids. So, you know, but it got to be clean and it got to be some good material and, you know, hopefully y'all could write some new shit pertaining to the whole cause, you know. So shout out to everybody that, you know, is interested in that or, you know, that's retweeting and all that good stuff. It basically is a challenge for the kids to, you know, try to eat at least one meal once a day. You know what I mean? It's hard to do that, you know, but we're going to use the social networks like Instagram to post it and take pictures of it so they can, you know, pretty much, you know, take pictures of themselves doing something good, you know, eating something healthy. So, and the winner is going to get $500. So shout out to Sneaker Villa. They on my team with this whole project, and I'm really excited about that. So you'll hear me talk more about that as time goes on. So shout out to everybody that's participating in the Eat Right, Think Right. I think the first place we're going to is the Northeast, up in the Northeast High School. So shout out to them. I got another meeting with them. It's taking forever, I'm telling you. Like, I thought I was just going to go in there and it was going to be, yeah, bitch, you approve. Yeah, keep it moving. No, them bitches like, no, you got to talk to this person, that person. We got to do this. We got to schedule this. It's a process. So shout out to Scribbles. He would definitely be in the building with this event. You know, so we definitely need him on deck for that. And so shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. I'm going to try to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's going. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to me. I'm going to try to do some crafty shit right here. You know what I mean? Don't pay me no mind. Blog be acting the fuck up. But anyway, let's see if we can go over here. Let me see. Maybe not. Okay, yeah, we're going to go to this 9252 Air It Out Radio. You.
You.
Can you hear me? Yeah, you. There it is. Ow! What's good, what's good? Who's this?
What's going on? It's Nate Nizzle.
Nate, what? Hold up, what? Nate Nizzle.
Yeah,
wow. Nizzle. Okay, what's going on, babe?
Going on, fine.
What's going on? See, I knew because it's raining outside, right? And then what happened was, you know, it was about the thunder and lightning, too. So I know that's what's going down, right? That's how you hold. You bored?
No, I'm not bored.
I know what happened. Look, you know, I was playing drums all last week. Like, what's good? It's your boy, Nate Nizzle. You know, so. Anyway, what's going on with you? You shot that old hot city. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, I'm chilling. I'm just living life.
Oh, yeah? You sound like you just got some. You like soup?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. You know how y'all niggas get that glow and shit. let me stop fucking with y'all. All right, so anyway, what's going on? What's going on with you? Album, mixtape, what's dropping?
I don't know if I spoke to you about this before, but I'm kind of torn in which direction I should go with. I don't want to let out my secrets, but I'm working on three separate projects at the same time.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
At
the same damn time. While still trying to push my previous project, it's called 484. You can pick it up at natenizzle.com. But
Shameless plug. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to it. I'm working on an album, an EP, and a mixtape all at the same time. They're not all going to come out at the same time, though, but it's good to
but
try.
But why three, though? Like, what's the situation?
All right, I might as well let y'all in on it. The album's gonna be called Parental Advisory, mm-hmm. and that's gonna be like a more like adult oriented theme type of, you know, like a not too dark, but it's gonna be some serious topics discussed on this album. The EP,
yeah.
The EP is supposed to be called Alcoholics Anonymous.
Mm.
And it's gonna have alcohol-induced music.
Alcohol-induced music. Okay.
Like each song is gonna be surrounded by alcohol one way or another. Whether it's I'm telling a story about a dude with an alcoholic dad, or it's a celebration type track, you know, put your drinks in the air, or.
Different kind of music. I mean, different kind of like liquid alcohol for every track. Like maybe I might have a Henny for this track. Is that what you're saying?
Not so much, but it's like different types of drinking, like different types of alcohol. It's gonna be some fun drunk tracks, some sad tracks. I got an idea.
I didn't know you drink. So. You don't even look like you drink, though. You look like you just like, no, I don't drink.
No, I drink. I'm not, you know.
You dabble? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I drink. I drink a good amount.
Mm,
if there's a bar, I'm at it. But,
oh, okay.
And
the
mixtape is going to be... No, I'm not. I'm not an alcoholic. I control it. But,
okay.
The mixtape is gonna be called '80s Baby, '90s Kid," where pretty much I'm rapping over classic '90s beats.
Alright.
So you see where?
Because I never like I've been like sleeping lately. You ain't got no beef with nobody. Like I'm trying to like cause some drama. I have any beef with anybody?
I would say not anyone individually. But I do have beef with a certain type of person.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's the type of person that they see me perform at a show or whatever, and they're like, yo, we need to link up. We need to network. We need to do something together. So I'm like, all right, cool. And then they never follow through with what they had planned. You know what I mean? So it's like, why are you wasting both of our time?
Well, maybe they have some shit to do.
They never come with no beats. They never come with no concepts. It's like, I don't know.
So they was all doing it for show, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess they get caught up in the hype or whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't like that. No beef,
pretty much.
No beef.
Darn. Okay. I was gonna start some drama. Oh well.
No beef. I mean, I wouldn't mind having beef. I'd go in on someone. But nah, I don't.
Look, Dr. Nah. Like, no, don't do that.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that. Nah, I don't. I ain't gonna beef for nobody.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you look like you ain't really no beef type of guy. You know what I mean? But you'd probably be the one that be in the back of the club throwing fucking chairs and shit. Like, come on, baby, come on.
No, I'm a very fun-loving guy.
Yeah, okay. It's always the quiet ones, you know? Nothing to worry about. All right. Okay, so you got the three CDs that's coming out or whatever the case is.
Right. Well, I'm still pushing my album 484. Pick it up at NateNizzle.com. But what do you say?
Famous plus. Okay. So, I mean, you perform anywhere? Like.
I'm sorry, what do you say?
Are you performing anywhere?
Ooh, man. No shows immediately lined up.
What? You got all
Yeah, I know.
These things coming out and you ain't got no
Yeah, my shows just pop up. They my shows aren't planned like ahead of time. They just wind up popping up. But I should be performing at the Legendary Dobbs sometime next month. I got to get the exact date for y'all. But
I think Pete Funk has an event coming up. I forget what date it is. I think it's the 29th or something like that. So y'all need to hit him up on Batcave Radio. Y'all might want to get with him on that situation.
And I'll be doing the Boombox sometime in December. I got to get the date for you on that.
The Boombox. What's that about?
Yeah, the Boombox. It's an event held by Flight School. I don't know if you ever heard of Chris Vance.
No.
But yeah, he has an event every month at Fluid Nightclub.
Oh yeah. See, I'm so out the loop. I know. Oh well. See, that's why I have y'all, so y'all can keep me up to date with stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I do have. I don't know the dates of these shows like up front, so I don't want to say, yeah, I got a show sometime next month, and I ain't got the date. But
come on, you gotta get your dates together.
Yeah.
All you know is Aired Out Radio. That's good though. That's all right. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. All you need to know is Aired Out Radio. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, like you know, get out there and travel a little bit. Out there and check the scene out.
He's
like, yeah.
Nah, because I usually like to work on music at one point and then perform. Not to say I don't do them both at the same time, but when I focus on music, I'm focused on music. I'm not really out searching for shows.
Okay. But no, I get it.
Working on three projects and still trying to push your old one, 484, to pick it up at NateNizzle.com. It's a little difficult.
You know what? I'm going to punch you in the eyeball. I'm going to punch you right in the eyeball. All right. So do you spit freestyle? Look, you know what? It's funny because, and Swift will verify this. As soon as we said, y'all niggas want to freestyle, I swear, like, they came out of nowhere. Niggas was ready to grab that mic. I'm like, what the fuck? Every time I say freestyle, niggas, it'd be like 20 niggas right in front of me.
Yeah, and you said 16, and boys up there spitting 48%.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what happened was I walked away and was running around, and then, you know, so that's how that happened.
Yeah, I usually don't go up there and kick verses, but I was like, all right, I'll go up there.
Couldn't help it. You got the fever. That's how you go. All right. Well, you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff so they can reach you?
Facebook.com/TheNateNizzle. Twitter is NateNizzleSays. That's NIZZLE. You don't know how to spell Nizzle. NateNizzleSays is the Twitter. NateNizzle.com. That's pretty much all you need to know. NateNizzle.com.
All right, and what's your opinion on the topic tonight? You know, about the chick. I don't know if he was listening or not. She got raped or whatever, and now the dude wants, he got out, and they wanted him to pay child support, and he's like, well, I want to see the kid if I got to pay child support. What's your opinion on that?
I think he should pay child support, because he shouldn't have did what he did. Mm-hmm. And in terms of seeing a kid, no, definitely not. Because how can you tell this kid, like, you know, I'm your dad because I raped your mom.
Hmm. Good point.
And not to mention, you don't know what type of predator this guy is, because obviously he preyed on a woman. Who's to say he doesn't prey on kids? So
and not
you
only that, but she was a minor, mind you.
Oh.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. So now it's a little bit of pedophile in there.
Mhm.
And how can the mom feel safe with her kid with this man?
Exactly. Nobody's feeling safe.
Yeah. So he should definitely put on child support. And this comes from a dude. I don't even like the idea of child support, but that's another story.
Oh yeah. You and every other dude out there.
No, because it's like once you
here we go.
Yeah, see, it's like once you get a female pregnant, it's like she has you by the balls, because she could take you to the cleaners. Like, I think they're allowed to get up to, what, 55% of a man's income or something?
I don't know. I don't get all that, so.
And it's like,
I have no
idea. someone like Nas or Khalif, they paying like $20,000 per month. Like, what kid is worth 20, not to say a kid, you know, you can put a price on a kid, but
right,
$20,000 a month? Like, oh, are you serious?
Sorry. Bong's out of hand. I'm sorry. Bong's out of hand today. Bong's out of hand. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I could see a couple hundred or something, but like $20,000, really? If things go by proportion now? So,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's a lot of money. It's definitely a lot of money, and I don't know what they think of when they did that. And, I mean, I feel bad, because I feel like even if a dude is not working, his shit should shut off. You know what I mean? Especially if he's really, really trying. This niggas out here really, really trying to find jobs, or they get laid off. I mean, I think that they should have a cut period while they, you know, or grace period or something. That shit just still add up and add up and add up. I be feeling bad for y'all dudes, so.
Yeah, especially if a dude's going through hard times, or he get laid off from a job, or his job cut his hours, now he's like, he's forced to be in the streets just to make ends meet.
Yeah, that's crazy. I feel for y'all, man. Y'all do got it bad. There's some women out there that pay child support. I know a couple of my girls pay child support, and they be getting hit with it too. Like, it ain't just a guy thing. They be getting hit with it too. So, you know. But hey, I'm glad I ain't got to worry about that problem. Not all the dudes are paying child support, you know what I mean? You say y'all keep up with them payments, or knock her off every once in a while. Keep the sanity. Yeah, I'm saying, but ain't that what y'all do? Knock her off every once in a while to keep everything kosher?
I don't do that, but I know that, you know, some dudes, that is a strategy.
Digging in the stash, let me stop. Alright, so anyway.
Oh yeah, I do got a show coming up.
You remember?
I don't know the date again. But I do know that it's next year sometime, because I had won some event back in July.
Oh yeah, you do. But that ain't till next year.
Yeah, for those who are listening, Nate Mills was one of the artists that won the Air It Out Radio contest. That supposed to be opening up for a major artist.
Yes, for a major artist that is not coming up until next year.
Right. So if you guys want to know the date of this, you guys can feel free to hit a fire.
There you go. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Fire's working on that. That's gonna be a good look for you. You know what I mean? And let me tell y'all why I'm not telling y'all who the artist is, because, you know, I mean, not saying that I'm a big person or whatever. I'm this big top dog. But I tend to swear, like, maybe it's my paranoidness in me or whatever the case is, but motherfuckers be watching my ass real heavy, and they copycat. So to hide my sanity, you know what I mean, I'd rather just not say a lot of things. And, you know, even people on the line listening, they'd be like, oh, yeah, fire doing that. Okay, cool. I'm going to try to do it. And me, I'm a very patient person. I'll take my time and put it together. And then if I start blabbing my mouth about it, then they'll do it before me, and then I hate that shit. So I just try to keep it on low until I smack them in the face with it. So y'all have to understand my sanity with that. He like, no, bitch, I still don't know.
Is it going to be like the first quarter of the year or the second quarter? First quarter?
Yeah. You'll see, when you start seeing a flyer bust out, I'm definitely tagging you with it, and you'll know. Your picture gonna be in there. I'm gonna go in your pictures and snatch a picture up out of there, cause that's what I do. And you know, we go from there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good to snatch a picture up out of your stuff. So, like my shit now. But
do you have all the information from the photographers from the last event?
Yeah, I do. What you want, harass them now? What's the situation?
Of course.
What pictures do you need? There's pictures already up if you was paying attention. There's links and everything. What you mean?
I need all the pictures.
You need all the pictures? Okay. All right, well, I know a few of them are up already. No videos is up because, like I said, that's going to be on Comcast, and I'm not allowing them to put it out right now, so y'all going to have to be patient with that a couple more weeks. All right, because we're still working on other things.
When's the date that's going to be on Comcast?
I don't know yet. That's why we're trying to put all this together now. I got, like, four different video people working to put all this stuff together. You know what I mean? Because I know one person can't do it all. So, you know, well, I'll put it like this. Fire don't trust one person. There you go. That's what it is. I think that's more so what it is.
I feel you.
So, yeah. But anyway, just bear with my sanity. When it come out, you'll know. Air it on Radio Live. It'll be all over the place.
Okay.
All right. So, okay. What Mr. Nate Nez will get into tonight? If you know that.
What tracks do you have in mind?
Oh, my Lord.
No, because I want to play this one. I want you to play this one particular track, but I don't know if you have it.
I probably don't. You know what I mean?
All right. Do you have Happy New Year?
Happy New Year?
Yeah, I want to.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Let me say,
I performed that at the first event I did of yours in Sneaker Villa in West Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the crowd counting down. They did the 10, 9. And you gave me this look like, what the fuck is this nigga doing?
Well, I mean, you know, listen, everybody likes the other track. I'm going to keep it here with you. They like the Living Singles joint. You know. So that's what I get feedback from. They like that one. No, I don't have that joint. I have Get Them Up and Living Singles.
That's it?
That's it. Do you send more trash, dog?
I said yes. More than that.
When? In your dreams?
Oh, I could have sworn I sent you Happy New Year all night long.
Nah, yeah, in your dreams. In Nate Nizzle's dreams.
Man, all right, so I guess... Man,
I never heard Get 'Em Up. I don't know if you ever played that before. So
yeah, I did play Get 'Em Up, but
okay.
Yeah, I guess you know what? Don't Get 'Em Up on.
Yeah.
Hold up.
No.
Nah.
Hey, I think we should do a Living Single.
Go
and
Living
Single. There you go.
Go and Living Single. Go and Living Single.
Alright.
So this song you're about to hear.
Give me your Facebook, Twitter, and all that one more time for you jump into that.
Alright, the Facebook is facebook.com/TheNateNizzle. The Twitter is NateNizzleSays. And to download that album 484, go to NateNizzle.com. And the song you're about to hear is Living Single by Nate Nizzle. Additional vocals provided by Carrera Shante on the hook. Now let me break down the hook. You know, on the Living Single TV show, it says, ooh, in a 90s kind of world, I'm glad I got my girls. But this hook says, in a grimy kind of world, he's glad he got no girl. So check it out, Living Single by Nate Nizzle.
Rose with the beat. Let's go.
That's what my homie told me when he seen I was lonely. My chick, I used to think she was the baddest. The fact is, I knew it was over when I see she changed her status. From relationship to now single. As a dollar bill, now I'm ready to mingle. I tingle, thinking about Jazzy Buzz like a jingle. To get on top and tell me what they want. Kris Kringle, when we parted ways, I admit I was bitching. From taking the singles, a hell of a transition. I ain't never been put in this position. Listen, you left me stressed and it had me slipping like my transmission. But a mission nonetheless, no white towels. I'm known to bounce back, I live a rubber lifestyle. But I'ma be alright just in case you wonder, hun. I'm over you and on to another one because I'm. Now anything to find out if she was jealous. I gotta say it though, I guess I missed the single life, cause I was always wiped up. I never been the single type. I'm making moves now, going out on the humble. It feels great going out and now I'm paying double. I'm stacking money now, so I think I might shrink. Move from one bird to another, they call me Mike Vick. I'm just hanging with my dogs, no pun intended. I'm not thinking if my phone is left unattended. Going through call logs, I don't think that's necessary. Checking my messages, no, I don't need a secretary. No need for lying, I'm sincere, been clear. Dating everybody from Regine to Sinclair. And Khadijah, girlfriends, I don't need ya. This king don't need a queen, Latifah.
Over the years, I racked up a lot of names. Some people call me
Chick Fight.
That brown skin heifer.
That brown skin heifer.
Brown skin heifer.
That fire chick.
La chica fuego.
That chick
fire.
Brown skin heifer.
That chick fire.
That chick fire.
Fire. Yeah.
The brown skin beauty, baby.
Fire.
Fire!
Woo!
But my competition calls me.
Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. All right. That's what if you want to talk and all that good stuff. All right. Shout out to Nate Nizzle. He's doing his thing. Let me give a couple shout outs really quick. Hit me up Facebook, Twitter, airitoutradio, and Instagram, airitoutradio, in case y'all do not know. And Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick at the end, all right, with the K. All right, shout out to Maritza, Cornbread, and Cocaine Cowboys, I guess that is, A-Dog, Nice Bryant, P. Popular Pritza, all right, and Smalls in your area. And shout out to DG Swift as well on Instagram. Shout out to Skizar, and shout out to George Payne, Del P, Stick With It, V-Nova. All right, that's the name of a few, and I'll get back to my other round in the field. I'll get back to the other Twitters that just hit me up recently. So anyway, shout out to everybody that's on the line. Like I said, if y'all do not know, October 20th, I'm going to be co-hosting with my boy High Def at Black and Nobel, and we're going to be doing the Clash of the Microphones, okay? This is his event. I'm just coming out to support, do my thing. All right, I'm going to be doing some giveaways as well, and it's a chance for y'all to be on World Star Hip Hop, okay? So make sure y'all have your asses there. $10 to get in, I think. Yeah, $10 to get in. And it's $40 if y'all want to do a performance. So hit up High Def at HY_Def, okay? Y'all want to get some more info or y'all want to pay y'all money, whatever the case is, make sure y'all hit him up with all the details. I'm shifting them to him. All right? So that's how I go. All right, so listen, for those that do not know, Call your last 4 digits of your phone number. And also, too, the topic tonight is, all right, there was a chick that got raped a while ago. She was 14 years old. She's 15 now, obviously. She had a baby. Dude raped her, and he did his time or whatever. He's out. But the judge said that, look, you got to pay child support. You know what I mean? He said, look, if I got to pay child support, I want to see the kid. I want to see the kid. I want rights. And like everybody, like every other dad. So my question to you is, what do you think about that? Do you think he should have rights, or do you think he's out of his damn mind? So anyway, hit the lines at 347-677-1163. We're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 7684 Air Dot Radio. Hello? Last four digits. Yo, what's up? What is?
This is Satan, D-Boy, man. Just calling to check in with you.
D-Boy?
Yeah, D-Boy. From Atlanta.
Hold on. Atlanta? What up, Atlanta?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yo, I gotta ask you this. Like, I've always wanted to know. Okay. So, where is the spot to go to in Atlanta?
Man, we have a... One thing about Atlanta, there's always something going on. We got about 4 or 5 spots you can roll to. A lot of late night spots, too. So, you know, the party's going to stop. All
right, so yeah. I can go get some waffles and chicken, right?
Yeah, you can
I'm
do
saying that's my joy. They got big waffles and chicken?
Nah, yeah. They got rid of those, for real.
For real?
Yeah, they got rid of them down here. It's bad.
Wow. Why? What happened?
Man, I don't even know, to tell you the truth. They just, I mean, I don't know if they weren't doing good or not. I don't know. But it just kind of, Gladys Knight kind of fell off of it.
Damn. Okay. Well, what about Luda John down there? Are you near his, restaurant?
Yeah, Luda's doing good, man. You
yeah,
know, real
he good.
Good. I mean, he's doing
okay.
His thing.
Okay. See, Luda does well. All right. So what's going on? What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. I just want to talk about the single we had, the D-Boy single we just released up there, Tempo. I don't know if you ever heard it or not. I haven't got a chance to play it yet.
No, I don't play unless you call up.
Oh, really?
You'll be like, yes.
All right, well, I'm calling up, man. Yeah.
See, there you are. Boom. You're right here now. Yeah, everybody be like, yo, Fire, you play my drum. But like, no. Nope, sure didn't. Yeah, no. But, I mean, I send y'all an email and let y'all know somebody got to call in to request it. So, you know, I kind of let y'all know, but I guess y'all be missing that part. But, yeah, so let me make sure I got it in here while you doing your thing. But go ahead and rep your city and state and all that good stuff and tell them about your shoes and stuff that you got coming up.
Well, we get a show every weekend going on right now down in the south side of Atlanta. It's called a club called Soho's. So it's we DJing down there. Plus we doing our own thing down there every weekend. You know, live on Ustream. You check us out from D-Boys at
DJUstream.com.
Ustream.
No, you gotta send me the link so I can see. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you. Actually, it's real. It's just D-Boys live. You know, it says D-Boys live on Ustream. Plug that in and you got it. I mean, you'll be looking at us live almost every weekend.
And what day is this?
Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Damn, how y'all do so many shows? Like, Mondays, you beat my ass.
Back to back. I mean,
yeah,
it kills
crazy.
A little bit, but we go in, though. I mean, you got to check it out. You definitely got to check it out.
Oh,
we always live.
Y'all always live. And y'all live? Shit.
Oh, yeah. Always live. So whatever can go wrong, it can go wrong.
I know.
Go right?
Yeah, they see all that shit, right?
Oh, most definitely.
That's what I'm scared of. So they see all, but then they know that I ain't losing my mind back here. They'd be like, "What the fuck is Fire doing? For real, Fire?" But nah, that's cool though. So you streaming it, or you just like regular
straight? We streaming it. I mean, we go all out, man. When I say we go all out, I mean crowd, people, everybody participate. It's crazy.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you definitely gotta let me see that joint. Like, okay, so all right, so what you got coming out, like mixtape, CD?
We just finished our album, Rock and Flow 2, which is a follow-up for the album we just did. It's called Perseverance. So it's hard to have on iTunes and all that stuff right now. So you want to, you know, check it out, look at it. You can't just, you know, Google it in. But yeah, we got a lot of stuff, other stuff going on too. Trying to get down to 2 videos, and it's crazy.
When you coming to Philly?
When? Whenever you tell me to. I'm ready to come down.
Yeah, bring your ass on down before it gets cold. Real cold, anyway.
Oh, yeah, I know it gets cold up there. But I'm ready to show out, though, man, so I'm definitely ready. When the next time you're going to do something, I want to know.
All right, definitely. I'll definitely tag. Are you going to participate in the, you know, my theme song transaction I got going on for $500? I'm flipping on that tonight. So I need somebody to make me a theme song for my show, Air It Out Radio.
Okay.
$500 to the winner. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that'll work.
So get on that. Get on that.
All right, I'll be sending it over to you. You give me a couple of days on that. That's going to be awesome right there.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking for Dough Boys, right?
No, it's DBOIS.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I've seen that. All right, you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff?
I mean, you can find us on Twitter right now, at DemDBoys. That's DemDBOIS. You know, Facebook, the same thing. So it's not that hard to find us on Facebook or anywhere else online. You know, ReverbNation.com/DemDBoys. So...
You gotta get hooked up with, you know, the whole movement, the Music Not situation, you know, try to put all your stuff in one spot, you know, make your life easier. But I'll send you a link. What's your Twitter again? You gotta hit me up on Twitter and I'll try to send you a link, or you know, Hurt Fire
It's at them D Boys Twitter. So just go at DemDBOIS.
Yeah, see? Boom. All right, Kurt, get on it. You probably like, bitch, you know what? All right, so, all right, what track we getting into? I think I only got one here. Of Metal Buck?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got one track in there, man, because, you know, most of the songs and stuff are kind of like, this whole album's kind of like, it's kind of, it's not explicit and anything like that, but, you know, we're talking about, kind of, I guess you could say sex, man, but it's not really sex. But, you know, it is sex. It's all about sex.
Fucking, right? That's what it is. That's playing.
Pretty much.
Look,
pretty
this
much.
Is an R-rated show. No, you can say what you want. Say what you want.
Okay.
Well, we're not censored right now. So, yeah, do what you do.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a sexual album, you know. It's not that. You know, got a lot of little tracks on it that's different. You know, like Tempo right now, you're going to hear. It's like a... It speaks for itself. That's how I can tell you. It definitely speaks for itself.
All right. Well, go ahead and introduce it.
We're
going to jump into it.
All right. Yo, what's up? This is Boy Sane right here, D-Boys. This is a new track right here going on. It's called Tempo. Check it out.
Baby, Right next to the room where the staircase is there.
See what that is?
$7 million only for blood clot money. What else you want from me? Kill me, girl. Give you everything now, road boy. You have all of my money. You have everything. What else you want from me? Yeah? Huh?
You see.
Somebody tell him I ain't on one. I'm someone, I'm off one. 20 underground contest and I ain't lost one. Competition spitting verses like 100 bars long. I'm like, that shit is cool. That's how you make a song. They make a statement, I ain't never on that battle shit. They get you red dotted like you playing battleship. I'm really living it. These niggas just be rapping shit. Only Philly rapper who ain't thought out on that battleship. Bitch, get out my lane. I'm here to stay the game. Cause 85% of all these niggas sound the same. I'm from 30 Philadelphia, illest in PA. When I started rapping, I was out in ATLGA. Guess that's why I got a different style. My shit be standing out. And they the funners that be rapping like they from the south. Them niggas talk, but they don't ever bring no hammers. Watch them turn into a killer when they see them cameras. They disappear when I'm down, reappear when I'm up. I get to popping them bottles, they run to me with a cup. I'm like, I ain't no dumb dumb. You don't get nothing. All these haters in my corner, fuck out niggas coming from my bandwagon. Never was I new to this. About to bulletproof the Hummer just to make a shooter miss. Focus sick of every day, it's like I got the flu with this. Started at the finish, I'm already through with this. You just getting started in a booth, I go the hardest. Four, go through your Zoomie, cause my flow is too retarded. I don't come from when I fuck this, like your hoes so broken hearted. Turn your head into a bargain, you don't wanna be my target. No warning shots, no. I ain't giving clues. No. I just tell my shooter, put these niggas on the news. I'm really killing them, my niggas really tucking tools. Steps coming threes, eight, 10, 22. Last nigga sleeping on me, really sick of now. I threw that hook and left the hater laying on his back. Last time I saw your wife and she was laying on her back. I be whipping women to the oils like I'm cooking crack. They disappear when I'm down, reappear when I'm up. I keep the popping them bottles, they run to me with a cup. I'm like, I ain't no dumb dumb. You don't get nothing. All these haters in my corner, fuck y'all niggas coming from my bandwagon. Get them on my bandwagon. Me, I would pop your chick. She was drinking way before I ever got your chick. Do whatever for the cheddar, that is not your chick. I'm falling on my own, bitch, I'm in my zone. Y'all niggas old news, stocking in Malone. I don't love her for a body, but I love her for a dawn. Put that pressure on that pussy till I hit that funny bone. Word around the hood, I just signed a deal with Justin. Them niggas plotting better, pray that on my text. My team never sleep, every day I'm going hard. I ain't stopping till I feel that messing up with 30 cars. I'm still hungry like I never had a second meal. I just did a 20 city tour without a record deal. And they say I ain't top 20 in my damn city. Pick a rapper, any rapper, they ain't fucking with me.
How did not fix that? Oh, he's going in over there. All right, shout out to him and the whole blood money, you know what I mean, situation. And on radio, it sets her fire. I'm telling you, Block is really, I'm fucking cool tonight, so bear with me on the extra metals tonight. So I'm about to cut the bitches off. That's how we do it, yeah. So anyway, check the website out, airdotradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, me, airdot radio. And you can also go to firechicks, F-I-Y-A, and Instagram me as well. So I'm going to give a couple shout-outs here and there. Let me see. No, he did not. All right. Alright, my cousin is bugging over here. Alright, so anyway, let me see. For people start getting upset. Shout out to Music Notch, of course. Make sure y'all check them out. Alright, Music Notch 1 on Facebook and Twitter. Alright, actually, it's Music Notch 1 on just Twitter. And y'all can also check out their website at musicnotch.com. And if you need some extra exposure, promo, and all that stuff, make sure y'all get at them. Open up a page, all that good stuff. They'll promote you. So get at them. Okay, all right. Shout out to Shadow, that's my nigga right there. Shout out to Shadow Monster, you know what I mean? I be bumping his song like crazy. That's probably how he got all of the hits from me. So, I love that track that he got out. Shout out to Maritza. We got an interview with her tomorrow at 8, so look out for that and stay tuned for that. Shout out to Ramadan as well. I see you promoting me. That's what's up. Good look, baby. Good look. Shout out to Gambino Music. All right. I hope I said that right. If not, excuse me. Carolina Made Records. All right. Bones and Ant. JBSM. All right. Which is Merck County Gang. Shout out to them as well. They go hard with the promo over there. Shout out to Pit Squad as well. And shout out to my girl Natalie. She about to jump on that, you know, that theme song. So listen, let me get into that really quick. I'm giving $500 away to somebody that's going to make me a nice, fly-ass theme song for Air It Out Radio. It's due. It's been a while since I upgraded, so definitely shout out to E-Burners. He, you know, held me down for a while, but we about to revamp some things, all right? Air It Out Radio is going to have different drops in and, you know, have some little commercials here and there. I know y'all like, no, fire, please. But, yes, small commercials. Small commercials for my sponsors and stuff like that. So also too, if y'all want to be a sponsor, get at me. You know, we can work together. We can cross promote or whatever the case is. You know, you help me, I help you. That's how we do. Okay. So get at me. You know, you can inbox me, Facebook me, Twitter me, or you got my number. Hit me up, text me, whatever the case is, and we can do some business from here. If you want to send some drops, and send us to itsair.radio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3 if y'all sending me some drops. Or any tracks, all right? Wait till you get a response back from me, all right? Don't think that I'm automatically going to put it in there. Because if I get tired one week and I don't put nothing in, then, which is rare, but, you know, I'm just saying. So, all right, so shout out to everybody that's on the line, tuning in so far. And get ready for Air It Out Radio Live. It's going to be nuts. I'm so excited about this project right now. So I'm really going to take my time. Shout out to C's. Shout out to everybody that's helping me out. Dante Diesel as well. Shout out to Mr. Flex. You know, he did a couple things for me as well. Shout out to Flex of Executive Images Photography. You know what I mean? So he's definitely been a major part of my movement as well. And shout out to C's. You know, shout out to C's. He's doing a lot for me as well. So I think that's about it. I mean, I have some other shout-outs, too, because Lord knows, you know, y'all be ready to kill a bitch if I don't shout-out everybody. All right, so if y'all need some interviews, make sure y'all send a request to itsair.radio@gmail.com, all right? And we'll go from there. We can talk something out or whatever the case is. All right, so I'm going to keep it moving. Shout-out to Young Bars as well. He just hit me up. So shout-out to him. for those that do not know, press 1 if you want to talk. And tonight's topic is, because I know we've been, like, over-pushing it, if the chick got, she was, like, 14 years old. Yeah, no, don't do that. The chick was, like, 14 years old. Some dude raped her, whatever the case is. And he did his time. He's out now. He's on probation for 16 years. And they wanted him to pay child support for, you know, what he did. So he said, look, I want to see the kid. I want rights. I want to see the kid, and I don't mind paying, but I want to see the kid. So my question to you is, do you think he should? What's the situation? I want to know what you think. Hit the lines at 347-677-1163, or you can Facebook Twitter me. You know, you can voice your opinion on there as well, you know, if you're shy. You know what I mean? Some of y'all people shy, or whatever the case is, which is cool, because I have a lot of eruditors that do not call the show. They just listening from the website, okay? And I get, like, about 250 to 350 a night. So, you know, give or take, depending on what I'm doing and how good I promote it, you know, I do. But anyway, that's what they rated me anyway, I'm just saying. So, you know, not to brag or nothing, but, you know, yeah, to brag. Okay, so hit the website up, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in and dealing with my technical issues, as usual, with blog. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 8772. That's you. And I'm ready. Who's this? Who's this? Who?
Who can relate to the fucking thing female talking about? Hello?
Yo, who's this?
What's good?
What's good? Who's this?
Oh, man. Shit, I didn't know I was on earlier. What's happening?
Who is this for the first time? Lord.
Hey, nah, man. This season comes from Texas, man.
You calling from Texas? What's going on in Texas?
Yeah, from Texas. You know what I'm talking about?
And you said it was who? So you be talking all fast and stuff, like.
Caesar, man.
Caesar?
Yeah.
Okay, see, it's a Jersey accent. I know I'll be talking crazy too, but, you know. All right, so what's going on out there?
Nah, shit, chilling, look cool, nice blue, night up.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I missed out on what, I heard you talking about it. I missed out on what you said the conversation was about or whatever. I mean, one thing, let me know what it is.
You said what the topic is?
Yeah.
Is this chick, she got, you know, she got raped when she was 14, whatever. She had a baby. The dude went to jail. He did his time or whatever. He getting out. He got out. And pretty much, you know, they want him to pay child support. But he said, I don't mind paying child support, but I want to see the kid. You know, I have rights. So, what do you think about that? Do you think
you need
a kid?
No, not really, because, I mean, you know, she's a little chick or whatever. I mean, like, she fucked up in the head, so, I mean.
Wait a minute, she ain't doing nothing. It was him. He was the one who raped her. What'd she do?
That's why I said she fucked up in the head. I mean, she was fucked for life, so I mean, in her mind, I mean, she was a monster. Why would she want her child to meet a monster?
Right. Okay. True.
So I mean, I mean, that's a no go.
Nah. Okay. So another no. I ain't that stuff. So what's going on in Texas? What's going on out there? Parties, strip clubs. Mm-hmm. What's happening?
A little bit of everything, see. Gotta come down and get a little taste.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna have to do. You know what? I'm gonna be honest. When I think of Texas, I just think of the dirt.
Cowboys and.
No, yeah,
cowboys.
Like, woo!
Cowboys, horses, and cows and shit like
that's
that.
That's not what's going on. No? Okay.
Nah,
but
ain't
they
say
in Texas, everything is big, so, you know.
Real shit.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Okay.
But not real talk, though. I mean, see, I don't make it out subject, all right? I'm calling on behalf of my bro. My bro said he shot a little track to you or whatever. I mean, shit, he over there in Afghanistan right now. So I'm calling on behalf of him. He had shot a track to you or whatever.
Did you get an email from me?
Yeah, his name Blue Chip.
Blue Chip. Okay,
He had shot a track to you or whatever.
What is he doing out there?
He in Afghanistan right now. He in Afghanistan.
He fighting for us?
Yeah, fucking right. Second, how it go? What's it called? Second tour. I mean, shit, he was in Iraq like a couple years back. Shit, now I'm getting that extra. So, I mean, shit,
second time around for him, shit. He out there fighting for us and shit.
That's what's up. Shout out to him.
He said, yeah, shout out a friend to you or whatever, shit. He told
me.
Yeah, hit me up and told me to request or whatever. I mean, shit, I ain't know it was out there. Little blonde, top it up, woot the woot type shit, whatever.
I ain't stupid. All right, well, shout out to him. He took the time out to even do it while he up there, so that's what's up.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Shit, I'm trying to request that track, though, on the real, though.
You about to get it right now. We're about to get it right now, so we're going to get into that blue chip. Yeah, you
blue
got a Facebook and Twitter? Does he got a Facebook and Twitter you know about? No?
Yeah, Facebook is, Facebook, man, real shit, I don't even know, because I don't even fuck with that network social shit like that. Like, I've been dabbing from time to time, but shit, I really don't even know what it's called. I mean, it's just blue chip, whatever.
Blue chip, that's all you know. All right, well, all right.
Blue chip, I'm calling request blue chip, get money, something like that.
All right, hopefully my assistant can maybe pull that up for me so we can, like, keep in contact with him on Twitter. All right, babe, we're going to get into that track right now. Thanks for calling in. All right.
Real talk is all I know besides getting dough, you know? Blue chip. Yeah. I don't do a lot of talking, but if you talking about money, I can fuck with you. I'm getting money. This is my year. I swear to God, I'ma make it this year. If I don't make it, then I'ma take it. You niggas caking? Well, I guess I'm baking. I'm getting money. This is my year. I swear to God, I'ma make it this year. If I don't make it, then I'ma take it. You niggas caking? Well, I guess I'm baking. Born in the 80s, so I was meant to be a hustler, bro. Flow cold, so cold like a trip up to Buffalo. Boy, get out of line, lay them down like a domino. Delivering all them orders, boy, just like Domino. Caesar, or you can pick it up like Lil Caesar. I got the plugs to get everything cheaper. Trap on my waist like a beeper. Fucking with the boy, you fucking with the Grim Reaper. Hope you got a fluffy pillow so you can rest peaceful. Y'all say y'all getting money, but we are not the equals. This is just part one, get ready for the sequel. Fly boy, call me Young Eagle. Y'all in the booth, but y'all ain't doing no damage, homie. Paper cuts and count money, put a bandage on it, shit. Real talk, yeah, that's all I know. Besides getting dope, besides getting more, and you know, I'm getting money, this is my year. I swear to God, I'ma make it this year. If I don't make it, then I'ma take it. You niggas caking, well, I get some bacon. I'm getting money, this is my year. I swear to God, I'ma make it this year. If I don't make it, then I'ma take it. You niggas caking, well, I guess I'm baking. Ain't no stopping, keep going like green lights. Beat the track up like a prize fight. I heard about last night, but this is our night. This is a takeover, put you niggas in the oven. Now the cake's over, we eating in this bitch. Turn the steaks over, the break's over. Straight drop flow, yeah, the shake's over. Throw it on the scale and bag it up. Don't spin shit, gon' rack it up. Real talk, real talk, let me talk to him. $250,000,
oh, yeah.
I make a bitch holler.
Oh, yeah.
She don't pop pills, but the bitch still swallow.
Yeah,
that syrup got me sleeping like hollow.
Yo.
They know, I know, I got flow for days. Hot flow like sun rays,
oh, yeah.
And I shine like Sundays.
Yeah.
Re-up
yeah.
on Mondays,
yeah.
be out the second day.
Damn.
And I chill the next day, and I scroll on a Thursday. Run the dope back, I was
yeah.
in first place. I'm so hydrated, you
boys looking thirsty.
I'm getting money, this is my year. I swear to God, I'ma make it this year. If I don't make it, then I'ma take it. You niggas caking, well, I guess I'm baking. I'm getting money, this is
my year.
I swear to God, I'ma make it this year. If I don't make it, then I'ma take it. You niggas caking, well, I guess I'm baking. This is my year. Check the calendar, 365, I'm grinding all year, and 366,
next year. Cause that's a leap year. Getting stupid high while I switch gears. God, the only thing that I fear, I would feel you boy like beer. Straight in y'all careers. Don't fuck
don't
with
do
the
that.
Young boy. The young boy get dumb, boy. Y'all do a lot of talking.
Straight tongue, boy.
Y'all need to quit that. Paper, yeah, I get that. M-O-E, M-O-B, fucking right, I meant that. Say fuck the cops. If you getting money,
yeah,
hoes bop. When you getting money,
yeah,
haters look funny. When you getting money, everybody won't be cool when you getting money.
Look at
the number one rule while you getting money. Keep a motherfucking tool while you getting money. I'm getting money. This is my year. I swear to God, I'ma make it this year. If I don't make it, then I'ma take it. You niggas taking, well, I guess I'm baking. I'm getting money. This is
my year.
I swear to God, I'ma make it this year. If I don't make it, then I'ma take it. You niggas caking, well, I guess I'm baking.
Real talk, yeah, that's all I know. Besides getting dope, besides getting mo.
Real talk, yeah, that's all I know.
Air It Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all the people that's tuning in. Shout out to Blue, Jitwan, Afghanistan, you know what I mean, showing love to Air It Out Radio and the people that called up. So that's what's up right there. I like that, you know what I mean? That's crazy, you know what I mean? He's sitting there even worried about Air It Out Radio in his time. So anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Air It Out Radio. And you can hit me up on Firechick, F-I-Y-A, on Instagram as well. All right, if y'all looking for some interviews with Air It Out Radio, yeah, it's airitoutradio@gmail.com is where you need to hit up and request that, okay? And you'll get, well, see, let me explain to y'all the difference between these interviews, all right? For those that's tuning in right now. All right, on Air It Out Radio, it's free, but I'm telling you right now, normally I have a week, and actually I'm booked all the way up to February. So my person didn't come on today, so that left me free to bullshit, okay? But if they don't, then I usually have somebody to come on. But at the end of the day, if y'all want an exclusive, it's $10, all right? So y'all can request that too, and then y'all won't have no interruptions. We won't have no callers. It'll just be you and me, you know what I mean? So commercial-free, all that good stuff, and it won't be a whole lot of promo on there. It'll just be you and me and whatever you want, okay? So anyway, shout-out to everybody that's tuning in so far. Make sure y'all hit the website up, airitoutradio.net, and all that good stuff. And also, too, in case y'all don't know and y'all didn't see it promoted, all right, I'm looking for a theme song, $500. You can be anywhere. Everybody can apply to this, even DJs, even R&B artists, okay? This is open to whoever. I just want a hot-ass theme song, okay? That's all I want. Don't care. I don't care who it is. So at the end of the day, hook that up. It's 3 minutes or less. Make sure it's catchy. Make sure it's fast tempo. I need something fast. You know what I mean? I like to get hype when I come on. Like, you know, I like to get ready to, you know, do football, whatever they have, their own little track or basketball. That's how I am when I come on Air It Out Radio. I got to get hyped up. You know what I mean? Maybe bust a can over my head or something. You know what I mean? Get all hyped up. Like, y'all see, watch when we go to video, all that shit, you know. But anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. And like I said, I need a theme song, so help a bitch out. Okay, shout out to E-Burners. You know, we're going to depart with his in December. But shout out to the newbies that is going to participate in this event. And it's all over, and they're going crazy. I'm telling y'all right now, niggas is coming out of the woodwork. And they're really excited about this. So I'm excited because I get some fresh meat that's coming in. You know, I act like a dude. So, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, new ass. Yes. So, all right, don't mind me. So, anyway, check the website out, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to me. And also, too, tonight's topic is, in case y'all do not know, all right, young chick got raped or whatever the case was. And now the dude is coming back talking about he want to have rights. So what's your opinion on that? Y'all can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter as well. And Let me know y'all opinion about that. All right, we're going to hit the lines up and keep it moving. We're going to go to 7370.
Hello?
Hello?
Hold on.
Who's this?
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
What's good? Hiya.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Fire? What you doing tonight on Air It Out Radio Station, the hottest radio station in motherfucking Philadelphia? You already know who it is, your boy Kurt ENT, represent himself and Music Notch dot motherfucking com. What's good with you, Fire?
He cussing and all that, and you know, getting it in. I'm thinking I was gonna get like a singing joint going on. We'll save that, right?
If that's what you want, Fire, you know you can get whatever.
No, we'll wait. I'll save it. Yeah. We'll save that. I'll wait till I get it in. I'll break you in first. You know that's how we do. He's almost okay. All right. So anyway, sorry about what you got going on and all that good stuff.
Oh man, we got the Coast to Coast mixtape about to drop real soon, with Casper. Casper Spinks is the DJ. We got musicnotch.com, and we promote artists, promoters. We promote a lot of different things, you know what I'm saying, for a lot of different people, but majorly the www.musicnotch.com, where you can get on and promote your music for free and get promoted for free. All you have to do is just have a Twitter and a Facebook, and then it's me, Curtis ENT, as a producer, writer, singer. I don't know, I'm doing a lot of different stuff, dealing with a lot of different artists. Got a lot of things coming up soon, you know what I mean? And then I'm also tuning to, you know, I tweet and promote, you know what I'm saying, your show, Air It Out Radio Station, man. I do that every day faithfully, you know what I mean? I see you this morning talking about good morning, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I try to be social, you know, here and there. So I ain't gonna lie, cause sometimes I be in my mood, like, hear that radio, hear that. I'm just going, you know, I don't pay nobody no mind. I just go in, but then I'll be like, let me say hi to people, you know, cause I be like a little robot.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, I mean, being a promoter, I mean, people don't really realize the type of lifestyle that we. I mean, even if. This is not all I do, you know what I'm saying? I'm a certified chef, so 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm waking up at 4, well, sometimes 3:30 in the morning to get to work, you know what I mean, by 4 o'clock, and then I'm at work from 4 till sometimes 5 o'clock in the evening, and then I'm right on the radio stations. I'm doing what I'm doing, or I'm in the studio producing or singing a hook for something or working on a new
track. What's your favorite meal you can whip up?
Huh?
What's your favorite meal you can whip up?
My favorite, I mean, I like a lot of different things, but my favorite, I don't know, I'm a country boy, so I like smothered chicken with, you know, a little gravy and some green beans, and, or, you know, I like Italian food, so I like, I don't know, I like a lot of different. But my favorite of all time is smothered chicken with the gravy and the rice, you know what I'm saying? And then you might want your cornbread, your hot water cornbread on the side with your, you know what I'm saying, a little champagne on the side. Or if you got, or just being ghetto and then you just get your sweet-ass Kool-Aid, you know what I mean? And, you know, sit
there
down.
There you go. Now you talking.
You know, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm a country boy from KC,
Kool-Aid,
you know what I mean? Yeah, now living in Philadelphia, so my baby mom's is kind of like trying to get me to adapt to the Philly food, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to get her to like the country food, you know what I mean? Because, like, I'm trying to gain weight, and she trying to, well, because, you know, my baby on the way, you know what I mean, this Sunday.
Okay, congrats.
Yeah, my son due this Sunday, so, you know what I'm saying, I've been feeding her real good, and, like, tonight I cooked her, what is it called? Cornish hen. So I had her that with
Cornish
the broccoli.
Hen.
Yeah, with the broccoli, the steamed broccoli, you know what I mean? And
okay.
You know what I mean? I do what I do, but I mean,
that's what's up. I love me some Cornish hens, though.
Yeah. Get
some things
yeah.
working.
You gotta have your good seasoning with the stuffing and all that good shit. You know what I mean?
Well, you pretty much making Thanksgiving, is what you're saying. Really.
No, a Cornish hen is for like one person.
Listen, Cornish I can't eat a whole Cornish hen.
Man, I'm a grown man. I'm a big boy, man.
Oh,
a
well,
Cornish hen is
yeah,
like for one person.
Can. You probably can.
Yeah, I can. Yo, she can too. She eat for two.
Oh, well, yeah, well, of course. But you know what? See, y'all skinny guys, y'all can eat like that. So
I'm not skinny. I look skinny with my clothes. I wear baggy clothes. Man, I weigh 220. I'm just tall.
Because of your height. Because of your height.
Yeah, I'm 6'1", so you know, I look skinny, but I take off my shirt. I'm not skinny at all. You know, I got thick thighs and, you know, all that other stuff.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, so I just look skinny, but I'm not skinny at all.
Well, shout out to Wifey and, you know, the state
yeah,
delivery
yeah.
and all that good stuff, man. I can't. This her first one? This her first one?
Yeah, this her first, my second.
Oh,
you know
Lord.
I mean? So,
Oof.
Yeah, I already
yeah.
know. It's going to be wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Good luck to that, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm going to be right there with
girl?
You. I'm going to be right there with the camera and everything, like, push, baby, give me a hand.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit, fuck that. You know what I mean? I ain't giving you my hand. I give you the arm or something, but not a hand. You ain't about to break my hand. I need my hands for work. I already told
yeah.
her that. Like, you ain't getting my hand, but you get an arm or something, or a towel or something, but you ain't getting a hand.
A towel? What the?
Something.
You
can't
know what?
Get the hand.
I'm gonna smack you. Yeah. I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like, when we ain't there delivering, we don't care nothing about you anyway. We be just trying to, like, maintain the pain and our sanity, you know. So, it's
yeah.
not going on. Yeah.
yeah.
So, shout out to all the babies. The mamas having kids, man. Like, it's a lot of work. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So,
seeing a woman. Going because when I first met my baby mom, man, she was like thunder thighs and all that, and then seeing her going from the thunder thighs and the nice flat stomach and the bubble butt to like going from that, and then 9 months later and her being pregnant and carrying a baby and emotions, like, has really like made me appreciate what women go through to have children. And men don't really realize what they go through, because a lot of men,
real.
You know, they just get them pregnant and then run. You know,
well,
man,
we don't need no flashbacks of that, because I'm telling you, that brings back,
right.
like, bad memories.
Right.
You
know what I
mean? No! Yeah.
Yeah, and me sticking around and really seeing and what she's going through, because my first baby mom, I didn't really get to, you know what I'm saying, experience
yeah, you ain't
all that.
That. Okay.
Yeah, so now experiencing all this has made me really appreciate women, some women, because there's some messed up women out
here.
He's
trying to win brownie points on there and be like,
No,
that's
but I mean, this like, there's dogs out, there's men out here that are dogs, and there's good men out here. There's the same for women, there's good men out here, and then there's fucked up men
right.
out here, you know what I mean? So it goes sure. both ways, but... I mean, me going through this with her has made me realize really what women go through to have children.
Yeah, I don't
you
know about going through it with her, but I wouldn't say that part. You know, you ain't going through it with her. Trust me. Not.
I mean,
she probably had a good
her,
pregnancy, though, right? She had a good pregnancy.
Yeah.
Okay,
she's having
good.
A good pregnancy. Nothing's wrong. Like, everything. She
good,
goes to her checkups
good.
Now. It's like a weekly thing
good.
Now. You know what I mean? I'm there with her. I've only missed one since. Since she's been going, so, you know what I mean, because of work. But, all yeah.
right. That's what's up. All right, now back to the singing joint. The singing situation.
Okay.
All right, so we need to get some vocals in here. We need that.
Okay.
We need to get that. So, you know I'm going to ask you every week. I'll put you on the spot, so...
I know. So can I
you
do...
You should already have something in your mind, like, I know she's going to ask me.
Yeah,
I
mean, but
the music off and everything for you.
So, do I have to do some of my songs, or can I do other people's songs,
yeah, do
it, or like
do a cover song? Do a cover song.
I can do my own song or someone else's.
Whatever.
Okay. I don't.
let's see. Tell me what kind of man would treat his woman so cold. You're reaching like you're nothing when you're worth more than gold. Cause girl, me like a diamond, I love the way you shine. $100 million treasure, I'll give the world to make your mind. La 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 la, I put a string of pearls right in your hand. Make love on a beach of jet black sand, outside in the rain. We can do it all night. I'll touch other places he would not, and some he never knew would get you hot when we touch. Oh, 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 baby, I want to do all of the things your man won't do, I'll do them for you, baby. I want to do, yeah, yeah, the things your man won't do. I'll take you out on that cruise on the yacht. Woo! You just can't lose, cause we got a lot to look forward to. One, two, what you gonna do? What good is a diamond? Nobody can see. I hear you got your woman locked down, but I got the master key. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you ever gonna Damn, what the hell? Damn. Niggas be feeling it like, yo, I'm gonna sing the whole motherfucking song. I'm gonna hurt you.
All right, so I want to talk about the little thing that she was talking about, like the little girl.
Topic? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the topic, because that's messed up, yo. Like, I mean, when I hear stuff like that, I mean, you got to kind of look at it from both sides of the situation. And first of all, he should have asked for ID.
I'm sure he was thinking about that when he was hitting it.
I mean, you got to look at it from both. You got to look at it from both sides. Because I got seven sisters. I'm the only boy. So growing up with women, women can be very conniving and deceitful.
Oh, wow.
I mean, come on. Yeah, women try to act like they're like the angel or whatever, and women can be very deceiving. Now, don't get me wrong. When you're at 14 years old, you a grown ass man. Do you know how old this man was?
Not exactly. I know he was older than her.
Right, but we don't know exactly how old. He could have been.
He was a man.
He could have been 17 and she was 14. But you know, I've heard of little girls at 12 years old fucking. And
right.
They know exactly what they're doing. I'd have been on the train, on the bus, and traveling. You know what I mean? And hear like 12 year olds talking about, yeah, I'm horny. Like, what the fuck? You don't even know how to wipe your shit right, but you horny? Huh. Bitch, get your ass in there and go read some books or something. You know what I mean? Like, so at 14 years old, you know what I mean? Like 2012 is totally different than 1981 when I was born, you know what I mean? So it's totally different. We live in a whole different lifestyle, but also not taking up for that man, because even at 17 years old, you know when you're looking at a 14-year-old little girl, you know, like, she might have a bubble and all that, but still, you still know that she is 14 years old and you're 17 or 18 or 19. It doesn't matter. So, he did his time. He probably is a pedophile. So, I believe that he should pay that child support, because, nigga, you lay with that girl. You did what you did with that girl. So, you need to pay up for that child. But then also, we wasn't there. Only him, her, and God know what really happened. So really, you can't really judge that man. You can because he was older than her, but you really don't know. And there's always three sides to the story. There's always your side, my side and the right side. So we actually don't really know what happened in that situation. And if the 14-year-old had parents, if the 14-year-old had parents, then she shouldn't even been the right type of parents, because I'm the right type of father. I would have had her ass in the motherfucking house reading a book or something. What the fuck is you doing outside? But we don't know what's going on in her life, neither his. So we can't judge neither male or female, because everyone has made mistakes in our lives. So you can't really judge. I judge no man or woman, because I've made mistakes in my life and everyone has made mistakes in their lives. But I feel like, yes, he should pay child support. And if he shows that he is credible enough to be able to see the child, then he should see the child. Because we don't really actually know what happened in that situation. He could have been drunk, fucked up, and she could have seduced him or whatever. It doesn't, we don't know what the hell happened. But if he is credible, if he can go in front of this judge and prove that he is man enough to be able to spend time with the child, then yeah, you should let him spend time with the child, boy or girl, because when it's all said and done, a child needs his father, their father, male or female, because that's what's wrong with society today. They are willing to take the father out of the situation and only mother, but it takes two, because we both laid down, and we both, you know what I mean, so... I don't know. That's just how I feel about the situation now.
Right. No, I feel you.
Someone might feel that I'm wrong about the situation, but that's
how I mean, listen, it's not a right or wrong situation. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, so that's what it is, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. So, I do want to add that you came out like, and he was like, yeah, so I want to add to the topic. You, like, totally changed your whole week. Happy birthday to you. And
that was
going,
on your
whoa,
birthday.
Whoa.
That was your birthday. You know
I kind of
like
the
birthday.
The softer voice. It was like, yeah.
I mean, I can give, I'm versatile. I can give both loud and calm and a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
you
was going
I'm an Aries, I'm versatile. You know what I mean? I can flip and be someone totally different, or I can be low key, laid back.
I don't know. I was telling somebody the other day, most Aries be lying. Y'all
most
tend
Aries
to elaborate. Y'all tend to fabricate stories. I don't know, maybe let hit the Twitter up, y'all. Let me know if y'all know any Aries that be fabricating situations. I mean, I say you are. You just happen to be an Aries.
Right. I mean,
you
also got to remember that all Aries are not the same. You got to be in the cusp March.
Okay.
From like, I'm an Aries that's from March 21st to the 25th. Then there's the 25th to the... the 25th to the 15th, I believe, or something like that. I can't remember. So there's, in every sign, there's two different sides to, except for Gemini, which I date.
Them motherfuckers
with.
Is crazy. Y'all
Geminis are
nutty.
Not all Geminis are crazy. I have a quiet, laid back Gemini, but if you fuck with her, yeah, mine. If you ever meet my baby mom, which one day you will. Well, one day you will. When you meet my baby mom, you're gonna be like, wow, she's like, not, you sure she a Gemini for real? Like, my Gemini is very low key, laid back, chill. Like, she real nice, laid, like, cool as hell. That's why I'm with her, because.
Wait till she had that baby, and you slip the fuck up. She busts
but
you
see
in
that,
the head. Then it's gonna be like, oh no, fire, you was right about the Gemini.
I mean, this is not the first Gemini that I've been with. Most of my life I've been with Geminis, Aries,
and Scorpios.
Oh, huh?
You prone to Gemini? What's that? Gemini's crazy.
Not all Geminis
are crazy. Not to the Geminis, y'all know y'all crazy. Y'all know y'all fucking crazy. Shout out to Geminis. But anyway, we're going to get into your track and give me your Facebook, Twitter, and the info on music. Now, people like, fire, come on, bitch.
Right. We got to hurry up because there's other people on here, too. And
yeah,
they
like,
fire,
what's going on? Yeah.
Right. So, you can find me on Twitter at KURTIZENT, no spaces. You can find me on Facebook at KURTIZ816 at gmail.com. Music Notch, www.musicnotch.com. Music Notch 1, custom promos. And hit us up. Let us know what you're trying to do. We'll give you the hookup. It's only like $25, you know what I mean? That's cheap as hell. You know what I mean? $75 for a whole month. We knock off $25. You know what I mean? It's cheap. You know what I mean? And we're trying to get all indie artists. First of all, we try to start here in Philadelphia. You feel me? This is a Philadelphia-based company. We're trying to help all indie artists. You know what I mean? You can check us out. Go on the site. Load your stuff up for free. We'll tweet you as long as you have a Twitter and a Facebook. We got you. We got over 25 people that tweet stuff out for us and everything. So hit us up. Let us know what you need. We'll get it out there for you, man, no doubt. And take care, fire.
All right, what track we getting into tonight?
I think this is the, I don't know, I got a lot on there. But let's try, let's do, because this is going to be on Coast to Coast Mixtapes. Let's do Faded Remix. Or do you have the original Faded?
I have no idea. I just have Remix 2, Faded.
Okay, yeah. So Faded Remix, this is the remix to the original that's going to be on air. I mean, that's going to be on a Coast to Coast Mixtapes, which should be dropping soon. If you go on my Facebook, you'll see the original one. But it's going to be dropping soon, probably like in the next week or so.
All right. There it is. Air it out radio.
One with the pavement through gone. I'm not recalling which way up is, but that Remy and that Henny trying to show me what the fuck with I'm on.
I'm faded, I'm on. I'm faded, I'm on. This Henny and this Remy got me. Henny and this Remy got me. Faded, I'm on. I'm faded, I'm on. This Henny and this Remy got me. Henny and this Remy got me.
Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff. So let me give a couple rundowns really quick on from my Instagram. Shout out to Razor215. What up, what up? I know he's listening. Shout out to Diz22, Madonna Coma, Bubbles, Soul24. And my girl Jerem, don't even do that. Oh my god, my cousin is blowing bubbles. Like, really. Shout out to Germany, so sexy with the red hair. She be doing her thing. And she from Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. There's some people from Jersey on the line. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Shout out to Young City, what up? Do I want a shirt? Of course I want a shirt. What? Like, yo, I take all free shirts. You know what I mean? We need those. Shout out to Hef Squirrel. I think that's what it is. Lord. Okay. Y'all couldn't come up with no easy names, right? Shout out to New Street Activity Entertainment. And shout out to my boy DJ Swift, BSB. The ladies be going crazy over him. And shout out to DJ Faraway also. And Drop Man 2012. All right. So shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff. So, you know, I got to get back on, you know what I mean? Listen, I got the new Siri. I don't know how to act, so I haven't really worked abroad yet. I'm about to really put her to work. You know, I got a little upgrade and all that stuff, so I'm super happy about that. But, yeah, I'm about to put Siri to work. She don't even know. Like, she going to be like, sorry, not available. So, yeah, I'm going to put her ass to work tomorrow, like, you know, really work her ass and see what she's working with. Check the website out, airitoutradio.net. 347-677-1163. Listen, I'm still looking for my theme song. Y'all got until now to December the 31st to hand something in to me. It's free to enter. Y'all don't got to do nothing but just make a track. Everything has to be original. I don't want no fucking remixes or nothing. For real, like nothing. I mean nothing, like nothing. You know, I need original stuff. All original. So it's, if I even see, like, a remix or anything, I'm just, like, trashing it. Not even making it into the pot. Anyway, so, for those who don't know, it's $500 I'm giving away, you know, to the winner. And you'll be on every Monday, you know. So, that's a good look. And I'll add it into other things as Air It Out Radio progresses. And, you know, I'll let you know about it because it is your song. So, you know, but we're going to keep it moving. We're on Mondays, 10 to 1. Please check the website out. I'll work hard for that bit. Okay? We're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 0912. Air It Out Radio.
What's up, Fire?
What's up? Who's this?
Bones Beat.
Bones Beat? What the deal? I'm glad you called, because let me tell you. Let me tell you, I forgot the date that your event is. So please tell them about that. I did. I wrote it down. I was like,
forgot my event and my birthday.
Yeah, I did. Listen, I'm the worst person to remember somebody's birthday. I be trying to forget mine.
Wow.
Y'all be making me remember mine. I don't want to remember mine, okay?
October 27th.
Your birthday ain't even here yet.
Huh?
It ain't even here yet.
No, it's coming up. It's soon. Well, actually, my birthday
is
actually.
You're trying to make it seem like I forgot.
Because you forgot. You said you forgot the day of my event. My event is my birthday bash.
But I forget, though. So technically, I'm right. Right?
What up, Fire?
That's
good,
what I'm
you
thinking,
know?
So. I'm good. What's going on with you?
We're getting ready for this event. You know, what, less than 2 weeks now?
You hyped up? You hyped?
Yeah, I'm hyped. My boys from Maryland, they hyped. My boys from Chester, they hyped. My boys from New York, they hyped. My boys from Pittsburgh, they hyped. Everybody coming out, you know, to holler at your boy. Should be a good one.
Okay, well, you know, I'm about to throw on a Bones beat for those that
do
not
know.
There you go. Shine on them. What?
You act like you want me to freestyle or something.
Yeah. Oh, you freestyle?
Everybody knows Young Bones about his paper. See him riding through your block and real talk. It's no make believe. And these niggas hate me because they bitches taste me. So I keep the hate with me. These niggas downplay with me. Black, that's how you do it. Trap house, that's a team where everybody wears bluish. Do like the soldiers do, ride like the rest of them. Lie with, cry with, die like the rest of them. Homie, stay stressing them. Like wet them before we wet them. Or ride out like the rest of them. I didn't want it, but you took it there. Yeah, you came through walking. You gon' leave in a chair, my nigga. Let me stop, fire. Look, you got me.
Okay,
I ain't write a rap in 7 years. Stop playing.
Wow, look, you just feeling it. Look, you was only on it because it was your beat. That's what it was. You caught the fever.
Here's my shit, you know, and I never do that either. Like, every beat I make, I don't go on it. My own beats, for some reason, I don't like to rap on them.
Okay, like,
I like somebody else to
come up with. How do you come up with your own beat? Like, what do you do? Like, what's the method? Like, do you start, like, beatboxing, or do you start tapping on stuff? Like,
I open my program up, you know. I look for my bass line first. Like, everybody got different techniques of how they do it. Some people want to go with seven, some people want to use strings, but I try to, you know, get the bass line down packed first, then just go from there.
Okay.
All original. I don't sample nothing. I only sample myself, so.
You
know what I mean?
Sample yourself. I like that.
Never went to school for it. I just grabbed the program and just start tweaking with it, and I progress every day and learn something new.
Right. Do you take stuff from, like, video games and all that? No, you don't do none of that?
No, I don't do none of that. No, that's all sampling.
Yep, you're right. That is sampling.
I create an original sound, and I sample that, you know? That's about it.
Okay.
All
right, well, yeah, you got to give me some more.
Yeah, I ain't make a new banger in a while, you know. Messing with this trap house and all that kind of took me off my jaw, you know. I got to sit down at the lab, cook up something new for you, Fire.
Yeah, we need that. We need that in here. So,
yeah.
Tell them a little bit more about the trap house and what they got to do. Like, can people still enter it, or?
I mean, you can enter it. You can just, like, get at me on Twitter, whatever, at Bones Beats, you know. Send me some footage or something to you, rapping, freestyling, or even battle footage, you know. And I'll try to give you a good match. I don't want nobody to just come to the trap house and get slaughtered, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So what's the prize?
I mean, there ain't really no prize. Yeah, we had prizes when we first started in the beginning, but now we kind of falling back from that. We just giving these young guys out here exposure and all that on YouTube.
Yo, he said, fuck the cash. Y'all ain't getting nothing. Just come through and spit.
I mean, yeah, you know, come through and spit and get your little exposure. Get you see, it breaks way for artists. You know, a lot of artists, you're struggling selling their music. So what they do is they start battle rapping. And then with these battle rappers, like, you get more views off the battles, you know. Once you're already known on the battle scene, they're going to buy your music just because they know you battle. They know what you're capable of. So they're going to support you with that way, too. Just a new way to get your stuff out there, you know, all promo.
Right. Well, we're going to have to talk behind the scenes. I'm going to try to get your stuff on with me with the Comcast situation. So, you know what I mean? I just want some promo. That's all I want.
I'm with it.
We'll talk later about that. But you got anything else you want to promote or whatever the case is?
I mean, shit. Hey, y'all. Make sure y'all listen to Air It Out Radio. Mondays, you know, 10 to 1, we in here. I'm always listening. Y'all might don't always hear me, but I'm always listening. Believe that.
Oh, you know what? I do got another one in here. There you go.
Yeah. What's that? That's the I'm a Martian.
Yup, Martian.
Yeah, that one, that's out there right there. I'm trying to get Young Money to smash that joint.
There you go. And you know what? I didn't get a chance to play that track for you last week. I felt so big.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, because my player was acting funky. You wanted the Kim King or
Coattail.
Yeah, Coattail.
That's that work. You know it.
You know I wrote that, right?
Yep, I sure do.
Okay, I wasn't
they
sure.
They don't know it. See, your true
yeah,
aired
they
out
don't know.
Know. Your true aired out is no.
Yeah,
yep.
So, but we go. What you gonna get into now?
Coattail.
We gonna get into Coattail?
Coattail.
For real quick. Ah, shout out to Kim King. She on the vocals with that joint. You know, real super heavy. You know. But, yes, I hope I can find it. Because last week
yeah,
I was going through it.
That. That's that
oh,
moment.
I got it. Yay. Woo!
Most requested.
Most requested. And this is the short version. This is not even the whole track.
Oh,
so you know,
holding out on this fire.
Well, I got to. I can't put the whole thing out. You know what I mean? So.
You can do it. Yeah, I feel you. I mean, you ain't got to that different or nothing like that. But, hey, you know, you're aired out. Is, you know, we deserve that.
Listen to you. Show what? Go ahead and introduce it for me, babe.
Here y'all go, y'all. We heard it first. It's my radio, Kim King's Coattail. Let's get it.
Riding my coattail. You want my spotlight, but you didn't earn a thing. Don't wanna do no work, but you want all the fame. Living off my royalties, saying my name frequently, but the ride is over, over.
You'll see.
I gotta cut you off, just like the rest.
Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website. You know the rest. .net. Air it out radio. Listen, we all Mondays 10 to 1. Instagram me at Fire Chick. Yes, I'm trying to get my weed up, you know what I mean? Because me and Dante Diesel got this thing going on, right? So, like, I'm at 8:14 now. So, yeah, you know, I need, like, 8:30 by the end of this week, at least. Okay, so that's the goal. 8:30, yay, we'll get it. All right, so shout out to Bones Beats. Make sure y'all hit him up. And, you know, make sure y'all at the event on the 27th, right? Hold up, let me go back to him. Make sure, you know, because I don't want him cussing me out or nothing. Let me make sure this is him. Bones, is that you?
I need
to get... No, that's not. Alright, so anyway, Yeah, so make sure y'all check him out on his birthday, the 27th. I think that's what he said. You know, I'll have a little birthday present for him. We'll see. I don't know, you know what I mean? If I get my welfare check by then, you know what I mean? So, Solid Bones Beats, you know, make sure y'all get at him for some beats or whatever the case is. Shout out to my sponsors, too. Metro, shout out to Sam Juice as well. They was at the event passing the joints out. Y'all got to let me know what flavor y'all like, too, because me, I like the half and half. I don't know about y'all. And the fruit punch is just, it had me jumping all over the place. So I think I'm going to stick to the half and half. All right, and lemonade. Lemonade is my joint. So you know what I noticed? You don't have no damn grape. You notice that? Huh. Yeah, Sam Juice, y'all got to get it together. We need a grape. Or we need, what else are they missing? Yeah, they don't have no grape. Yeah, I'm going to have to get at them with that one. Yeah, look, I'm rubbing my chin like, They probably already tried it. Like, bitch, no, that shit was nasty. No, we don't want that one. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. I hope y'all going to participate in that event. Oh, y'all like this beat? Yeah, look, Bones, you got to get with this. Like, yeah, get with that. Throw me one and I'm drawing so I can write to it. Yeah. All right, so anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Air It Out Radio Live is going to be up and running in a couple weeks. You know what I mean? So it's like videos, behind-the-scenes stuff, Air It Out Radio interviews. Shout out to Fridays as well. Tomorrow, today, Kids Eat Free over there on City Line Avenue. So make sure y'all go check that out as well. Shout out to Fridays. And I think I'm going to try to breeze through there on Thursday. So see what's popping over there. You know what I mean? I eat free over there. I don't know about y'all, but I eat free. So if y'all be nice, maybe I might bring y'all with me, okay? Maybe y'all can go on a date with one of y'all, and then I'll treat you. Psych! Nah, I might. But anyway, so shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to Bones Beats. His birthday is coming up at 808 North 4th Street. See, Bones? Look, see? I'm talking about one for you. All right, if y'all want to interview with Air It Out Radio, make sure y'all send us to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. And also, too, I got the theme song that's popping. $500 I'm giving away. Shout out to Jigga for that opportunity, as well as one of my sponsors and stuff like that. I'm still waiting on him to give me his logo and everything so I can really start helping him push the word out a little bit more. He's very low-key, though, so shout out to him. And so I'm going to give out $500 to the best theme song for Air It Out Radio. Y'all got so now to the 31st. Come up with it, all right? I don't want no whack shit, and I don't care if I know you. If I don't like it, it just ain't going up there. This is my baby, and I'm judging it, and I'm going to be super picky. Shout out to E-Burners for the one that's up right now. Got to be catchy, you know what I mean? I got to get hype. I need hype music to come on, you know what I mean? Air It Out Radio, you know what I mean? So shout out to everybody that's tuning in. We're going to keep it moving, and who do I want to go to right now? I got a couple callers that I didn't get to. I'm going to go to 41, 45. I'm all yapping away. Like, I don't have nothing to do. Yo, what to do? Who this?
It's Wayne Brown.
It's who?
This is Cuzzo.
Cuzzo?
Yes, ma'am. Cuzzo.
Whoa. Where you been at?
I've been in the trenches. Let me stop playing. I was on Red Curtis ENT Twitter. Seen Curtis ENT. He turned around and said something about your show. I wanted to call and check it out.
Okay, that's what's up. Where you from?
I'm calling out of North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. What's going up there? What's the best place to eat at? I've never been.
At home, if you know how to cook.
Well, you know what I mean. I know that's right.
it just depends on what your flavor is. Like, you want some soul food, Chinese,
what's the
Japanese.
Soul food, place? Soul food. I love it.
The soul food would have to be. It's a lady. She turned around and make plates. Her name Patrice Jeffries.
Oh wow. Don't be the best ones, the ones that make stuff out the crib. You.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I mean? Yeah. They ain't stingy with their stuff either. They give you a nice portion of stuff.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
A home-cooked meal for under $10, and you get enough as opposed to going out and getting too sure.
I ain't gonna lie, our black people would be, you know, up there with the price. They'd be like $15 and shit. You'd be like, damn.
So I can come to Philly? You in Philly?
Yeah, I'm in Philly. You coming to Philly?
Yeah, I'm coming to Philly so you can take me out to eat.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Fridays. We go on Fridays.
Yeah, you eat free. I'm with you.
Y'all, I eat free over there. What's good? Calm down, I got you.
Anytime.
Alright, so what's going on with you?
Not much, just listening to other Blog Talk radio shows, seeing how y'all run, see what's going on with you. I really started smiling and pressed that one when Curtis ENT was on. But the track you had played, he produced, and one of the guys from our Blog Talk show and some people was on there, so I started smiling. I was like, let me press one and give him a shout out for that, because it's crazy to hear his music played somewhere else, and then you're like, damn, I ain't know nobody else was listening to that or even playing that.
Yeah, I mean, he shows a lot of love to everybody, so shout out to Kurt.
What is light-handed ass self?
You know, talking about he ain't skinny. Smacks. So, all right, well, what else you got going on?
Oh, not much, just that, you know. Anytime, I'm going to turn around and follow you on Twitter. Need to turn around and see if we can get you on the Monday show, Team No Filter.
Ooh, that's going to be, what time are you on?
We come on.
No, I'm
from
10 to 1.
I know you come on from 10 to 1. We come on from 9 to 11.
Ooh.
So you know,
okay, well,
if you ain't
too right
busy,
on.
Yeah. If you ain't, we ain't gonna keep you on long, just long enough to harass you a little bit. We be asking X-rated
okay.
off the chain questions. So.
Oh yeah, I like it. Is there an express line? Because I need the express line to get in and get out.
Oh shit! As soon as you call in. We'll turn around and work on something. As soon as you call in, we'll bring you on.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, well, just send me the link so, you know, I can come in and check it out. I always go to different blogs. I be checking different blogs out and saying shout out to them and what's up, how y'all doing. I always do that. I like
mm-hmm.
going on other blogs. Yeah, be fun. So, all right, you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter information?
Oh, yeah, on Twitter you can turn around and follow you can follow me on Twitter at BigDukeFan99 or either Blast Your Thoughts. And on Facebook and everything else, you can just Google my government, Terrello Lamont Wilson. I'm a legal fan now, and I can do whatever I want.
I know that's right. Okay. Did you have a track you wanted to play? I mean, I can't play that one again, so.
Nah, let me, you sing?
Do I sing? No.
You rap?
I used to rap. Well, I do it sometimes. I like the song, right? That's my thing. I like the song.
You got
right.
anything that you done wrote or any of your music?
We just play one of my tracks.
Play another one.
Let me see.
That song Bones Beats produced, that was you singing?
No, Bones Beats.
Oh, I was going to say, that shit retarded.
No.
You my coattail.
Oh, no, that's the song I wrote. He didn't,
Oh, okay, that right there is retarded, because people will ride like a motherfucker.
Nah, he just liked the song, so he was just requesting it, that's all.
Oh, okay, that shit go hard.
Yeah, thank you, I appreciate that. Shout out to Kim King, y'all make sure y'all hit her up at only number one Kim King, so, yeah. But let me see if we can pop something in real quick of something else I did. I don't know. We got it in here. J Love, I was going to give y'all something slow, but, man.
You can give me something slow. I'm going to go on Twitter and look at your AVI and see if I can get
off. You know
on.
What?
I'm playing.
Yeah, hot mess. All right, babe. I'm going to try to locate something really, really quick. If not, I'll try to go in one of Kim's tracks or something and see if I can get in here. Or something. But all right, so thank you for calling in, babe.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Air It Out Radio, set your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, Air It Out Radio. Actually, you know what? I'm like super pressed for time. So listen, this is what I'm going to do. I know we toward the end of the show and I got a couple hairs that's still like lingering. You know, and I apologize because we was running our mouths tonight. Well, okay, I ain't going to say we. It was me. It was my fault. All right, so I'm going to hit these people up really, really quick and see what we can get into. I'm going to go to 4055. Air It Out Radio. Hello? Hello, 4055, are you there? Okay. My last person I gotta go to. All right, so, oh, wait, did I go to 17? 17, 18? That's a nice number right there. 17, 18. You. Hello. 17, 18. Okay. Maybe it's me or whatever. They don't want to. A lot of people be clicking over and stuff, and they don't think I'm going to come to them that fast. So anyway, check the website out, air.radio.net, and all that good stuff. Make sure y'all hit me up every Monday, 10 to 1. And also, too, definitely check out that theme song contest that I got going on, because that's going to be really, really good for somebody. Somebody's going to be happy at the end of the day. And then also, too, I'm going to play it every Monday on the show. So that's an extra good look, you know what I mean, every Monday. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in. I'm going to try to go back one more time to these two people, 17, 18, before I, 17, 18, you there? Hello? All right. No show. And listen, y'all can always check the archives out as well, because then y'all can see I came to y'all. And y'all can say, bye, you didn't come to me, and all that good stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I did. All right, 4055. One more time. You there? 4055. Okay, see, this is why I'm replaying, because I, like, go right to it and get up out of there. All right, so listen. Good. I'm not over. Yeah, there we go. All right, so anyway, check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Check out Air It Out Radio Live. When that's up and running, I'm super ecstatic about that, because something new, and it's giving y'all another opportunity, and it's another extension off of Air It Out Radio as well. So, like, I'm really, really excited about that. Like I said, it's going to be videos, interviews, some sports stuff. Listen, I'm even going into sports stuff, and I'm not really a sports fanatic, but at the end of the day, I know the majority of my fan base is guys. So, like, it is what it is. So, I got to make y'all happy in all angles. You know what I mean? So, it's going to be some comedian stuff. It's going to be, I'm going to branch off and hit a couple other people that have radio shows. And, you know, shout out to Cosmic Strictly Skills Kev. You know, I'm going to try to do some stuff with him. And Bad Bunny and a few other people as well. And definitely make this show really something, okay? So definitely give me my time and let me put it together right so that, you know, y'all could have something really, really nice for Philly and give back. So anyway, Monday night, 10 to 1, all right, 347-677-1163. Y'all want to send me some drops, y'all want to send me some music, y'all want to send some anything. Y'all can even send me some commercials in for y'all stuff, all right? Y'all are free to do that. Send it to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. And also, make sure it's MP3, please. Oh, my God, I can't take it no more. MP3, all right? If not, I'll just send you a nice little email back and say, you know, please send it MP3, blah, blah, blah. Shout out to everybody that's going to Powerhouse. Hopefully, I'll see you there walking around. I don't know what I'm going to wear, but, you know, maybe some jeans or something like that. I don't know. Shout out to everybody that's going. And also, too, shout out to my sponsors, Metro, all right? And also, I'll be at the Making a Strides Against Breast Cancer on the 20th. I'm going to be out there walking. Shout out to LaDonna Coma and Question the Game. And also, Music Not Your One. Make sure y'all hit them up on Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, definitely hook up with them because they're doing big things, all right? And hook up my girl, Jackie, as well. She does all my banners, logos, flyers. Y'all need some covers, graphics. Definitely hit her up at No Ordinary GPX, okay? So shout out to everybody that's been tuning in so far. And October 20th, Clash the Microphone. Alright, 7:45 to 10. $40 to perform. Black and Nobel, 1411 Erie Avenue. Hit up High Def on Facebook and Twitter for more details. Okay, so you hit me up, I'm gonna be like, hit him up. I'm shifting them all over there to him. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. Hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio, all that good stuff. And about to be out the show. Did I forget anything else? Let me see. I think I pretty much covered it. Yeah. December 8th, Change the Beat, the movie. I'll wait for Dante Diesel to drop all the details to me, but I think he said December 8th. Yeah, at the Treasure, Red Carpet Affair. Yeah, I'm going to be there with something cute on. All right, if it ain't too damn cold. All right, shout out to everybody that's tuned in so far. I'm out of this bitch. I'm about to go watch my reality shows, all right? Back to chilling right now. At our radio, I'm that chick fire. I love y'all to death.